Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings. Where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I have no animosity for Kanye West. I'm just going to be honest, and I may get in a lot of trouble for it. I actually feel bad for him. What I saw was a minstrel show today. Him in front of all of these white people, mostly white people, embarrassing himself and embarrassing Americans, but mostly African Americans, because every one of them is sitting either at home or with their phones watching this, cringing.
Oh my gosh, this is so just so. We have a ton of stuff to start with today. I know you guys have been hearing all about the pastor that was released from Turkey, and then of course there's the situation going on with the journalist from Washington Post with between Turkey and Saudi Arabia. And then we have all the damages that have happened with Hurricane Michael, which has been awful. I saw some of the drone footage from Mexico Beach, and oh my gosh, it reminded me of when my kids make stuff with Legos and I go to move it and it falls down and it looks like Hurricane Mom came through and I'm really trying so hard not to move, but it's like in the middle of the floor and I don't want to step on it. You know what I mean? It was like that. It's awful to see. And oh my goodness, it's going to take a lot for those people to recover. And I have some updates on that as well. But do you know what the nation just lost its mind over yesterday? Kanye. We're in the middle of a culture war. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. I honestly, and looking at so much of this stuff, I am shocked. I'm not shocked. I am surprised at how so many progressives, particularly white ones, have given themselves a pass for just their casual racism. Holy balls, dude. I am like speechless. You heard Don Lemon. And Don Lemon, what is Don and I have the same agent. I know Don. Why are you saying this? And that's, did he mention Donda? West? His mom? Get that. That's not even the worst of it. I have, because this is where we are right now as a society. So he says it's a minstrel show because apparently a successful black man going to the White House and having and exchanging ideas with the president over lunch is like a minstrel show. Was it a minstrel show when he did it, when he visited Barack Obama?
And he's making all black people look bad.
Well, and then he says this. Listen.
This was an embarrassment. Kanye's mother is rolling over in her grave. I spoke to one of her friends today, or texted with one of her friends today from Chicago, Donda's friends. I used to live there. I know him. She said Donda would be embarrassed by this. She would be terribly disturbed by this.
Shame on you. What the hell is wrong with you? Seriously, how horrible are you? I can't stand that when people do that and try to divide family members like that. How, shame on you. And for him to say that, well, you know, your dead mother, what is your problem? I have watched all night as all of these people decided that they were going to diminish his humanity and undermine his agency by suggesting that his exchange of ideas and meeting with the president, I mean, I'm just, Donna Brazile says Kanye West has set us back 155 years. How in the hell does a multimillionaire rapper, successful clothing designer, because his stuff sells, he opens up pop-up shops, he gets these pop-up shops open, and there's lines like that are hours long, half of the people don't even get in there to get anything, and then everything's gone. A super multi-million dollar rapper, entrepreneur, a successful, you know, business owner and all of that stuff. How is that, him meeting with the president, how is that setting back black people 155 years? Am I missing something? Are people mad because Kanye didn't go get permission? My favorite were all the white progressives that were like, oh my goodness, we get to finally be racist in public after so long doing it in private. That was my favorite. Like, not really, but you know what I mean. So, Donna Brazile said Kanye West has set us back 155 years. She was talking about Sojourner Truth and Frederick Douglass meeting him outside the Oval Office. She said President Obama would have never become president with this crap. He met Kanye in the White House. They had pictures together. And Obama met Ludacris and Chance the Rapper and Nicki Minaj and everybody. And yeah, Beyonce. She got a tour of the Situation Room. They got their pictures down there. And they went to D.C. to talk about criminal justice reform, Ludacris and all those folks. So what was the problem then? Oh, my gosh. Was it because he, like, talks stream of thought? Is it because he said, I love you, Trump? He also said, I love Hillary Clinton, too. Though, oh, my gosh. I don't even know how. Oh, this is, I think it's a Rorschach test. I cannot believe so many people are ticked off that two people just exchange ideas. Get a flipping grip.
You know, just like you last night, I was scanning for a bunch of audio, and here's what I found as, like, the dueling narrative, is they say that Kanye, oh, he doesn't represent black people. I don't know why he's saying he's representing black people. And then Don Lemon's like, he's making all black people look bad. So, which is it? Is he representing black people and therefore making black people look bad, or is he not representing black people? And then you obviously have nothing to worry about. Like, it's just silly the way the news just has to be everywhere on this instead of accurate.
I mean, the idea, I don't know. Just the thing that I have seen, it's just, I don't know. This is the craziest stuff I've ever seen, the reaction to this. So that's the one thing going on, and we're going to talk more about that, because one of the other things that apparently went unmentioned is I saw all of these people try to psychoanalyze this dude who, by the way, he said on camera while he was meeting with the president, which nobody picked up on because they're clueless, he said that he had been misdiagnosed with bipolar, and he actually wasn't. And he said that he went to this doctor, and he had, like, a CT, all of this kind of stuff, and he said it was actually sleep deprivation. Yeah, play this.
I have the Kimmel audio. He was talking about.
Oh, no. I don't want that yet. No, I don't want that. But he said that he had sleep deprivation, and that's what it was. I don't care what it is. Does that make it cool for people like Jimmy Kimmel here to mock him like this? Listen, is this cool?
It really should concern, even the people who love Donald Trump should be like, maybe he's not the best when it comes to decision making after this, because not only was this a crazy conversation for this White House, this is the kind of conversation that would typically be held between people wearing hospital bracelets.
Hmm. Wow. Nothing says, let's raise awareness for mental World Mental Health Awareness Day, like, mocking somebody and trying to undermine their humanity, and that's exactly what this was. That's exactly what this. That's exactly what these people were doing. They were trying to undermine all of this because, heaven forbid, somebody go out. I didn't realize it was such a threat to people. Somebody going out and simply exchanging ideas with someone else. Just unbelievable. Now, and we have, I know we got a lot more to get into on that because I'm going to play for you some hot takes by all the cable news folks last night. Because this is your, these, racism is okay apparently if you're attacking any free thinking black person in America that wants to find common ground with someone who is a conservative or Republican. He's not endorsing him. He's there to, I mean, they actually had a conversation on criminal justice, and he apparently brought, like, names with him, and he didn't just go there for a photo op. Like, he had, like, went there for, and I, you know, that's good. Where were all these people slamming him when he was on television saying George Bush hates black people? I thought that was unwarranted for sure, and I'm like, I can't even believe that somebody would say that. That's awful. But, and where were they when he was meeting with Barack Obama talking about criminal justice? I will mock people who are celebrities if I think what they're saying is stupid and unfounded, but politics is downstream from pop culture. That whole, like, you know, shut up and dribble stuff, I've never gotten, because politics, that is a denial that politics is downstream from pop culture. Politics is pop culture codified. That's what it is. Now, switching gears here from Kanye to the media trying to change the narrative. I actually went back and forth with Brian Stelter a little bit this morning because the media is on day three of they're not a mob. The violent leftists are not a mob. They've gone from trying to compare and trying to justify what people are doing by comparing them to the peaceful Tea Party to now they're saying, well, you know, Trump, I mean, at his rallies and stuff. I mean, I don't even know, man. It's just so bad and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what they've been going on and on and on and on with that. And we have a mob supercut as well that we're going to play for you. All of these people in the media who have been saying, don't call it a mob, don't call it a mob. And then you have Waters and Booker and Holder and Hillary Clinton and everybody who says all of these things. It's pretty mobby when you're beating on doors of the Supreme Court building and stalking people at airports to harass them and screaming at them and running them out of restaurants or shooting up a congressional ball field, by the way. That's now Democrats are trying to say, well, what do you expect? I mean, this is Trump. That's their news, so we're gonna address that as well. We have all of that and more to get into as we get going. If you need to get ammo, the best place to get it is OutdoorLimited.com. They have a huge selection. And they have great customer service. Everything is well packaged. The shipping is fast. And everything that is listed on their website as in stock is at their warehouse, in stock and actually ready to ship. It's not a drop shipping company. You'll also find, in addition to ammunition, you also obviously find accessories like magazines and targets and some cleaning supplies. They just have the widest selection available online. Check out OutdoorLimited.com, featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle. Visit OutdoorLimited.com today and get $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code Dana. Check out the great prices at OutdoorLimited.com. Use promo code Dana. That's OutdoorLimited.com. When it comes to hiring, there are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. You know what's also not smart? Using your relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. When it comes to life, you know what's not smart. Making the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan, for instance. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 from the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. On Monday, we welcome Casey Dollar of Top Dollar Studios. Find out how a young man from Reading got into the movie industry and how he's making movies right up here in the North State. Plus, North State Stand Down will be joining us to talk about how they are helping veterans that are down on their luck, giving them a hand up, not a handout. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
Oh, goodness. So, this is just amazing, just what we're dealing with right now. It's just stop being a violent leftist mob, and we won't have to use the word mob. You know, just protest. That's all you have to do. So, coming up, Kathy Griffin decides to yell at me over Melania Trump for whatever reason. I don't know. We'll talk about that. And, additionally, we will discuss how I have some media hot takes for you about how we're not supposed to say mob, and also how apparently it's okay to be, I guess, casually racist if you're progressive talking about a free black thinker who just wants to go and exchange ideas. I have all of that for you. Oh, and then what Trump was doing while everyone was getting mad, the 24 hours after everybody was getting mad that he met with Kanye. I got that as well, because we have some more, a historic number of appointments to some benches around the country. We'll get into that. In the meantime, it's Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a Turkish court ruled to release a U.S. pastor, and they finally, I mean, after 2 years, an evangelical pastor at the center of a bitter diplomatic row between Turkey and the United States, which could maybe be a first step towards mending ties between these NATO allies, although I always wondered why Turkey would do that. But Andrew Brunson, he was charged with terrorism offenses, and he's been detained since October 2016, and so he was finally, from North Carolina, he was finally released. He had lived in Turkey for more than 20 years. He was arrested 2 years ago, and it even led to tariffs against Turkey and condemnation from the president. So that's good news indeed. A New York man wanted to blow himself up on the National Mall on Election Day. Paul Rosenfeld was arrested on charges that he built a bomb and planned to kill himself with it to draw attention to beliefs in ancient election system. His belief in sortition, it's the ancient practice of randomly selecting legislators out of a pool of eligible voters. That sounds like hell, because what if you got picked and you didn't want to do it? Oh, my gosh. But the plot unraveled because he told people about it. Specifically reporters. And so that's how he ended up getting in trouble. Golly, what a nut job. And I can say that because that's only somebody crazy would do something like that. I'm just saying. Mitch McConnell says he's going to conduct a whip check on criminal justice reform after November 6th if it has 60 votes, and he'll put it on the floor. And they've been discussing it long enough, so that's awesome. So completely, which is very cool, this is finally some movement where it concerns social justice reform. This has been something that a lot of people have been wanting for a long time, and now it looks like it may actually finally happen. I told you this yesterday when we were discussing all the classification of felonies. This is disgusting. According to media in LA, piles of trash near Skid Row could be causing a typhus outbreak. A big, giant pile of rat-infested trash has been piling up for months in Los Angeles, and now they're concerned, health officials are concerned, that it could be the cause of an outbreak of typhus among the homeless in downtown. Oh, Mayor Eric Garcetti caught wind of it. I like that phrasing. And vowed to crack the case himself. How do you crack the case? It's a big pile of garbage in the middle of your city. What case is there to crack? Gosh, you genius. What case is there? I see some trash. I'm on the case. Just clean it up. What is so difficult about this? Golly, these people. And, oh goodness, Heidi Heitkamp has made some people mad because she admits she ignored what North Dakotans wanted on Kavanaugh. Ooh, she suggested that she didn't really listen to him because she has better judgment in a video that was released, and we'll get to more of that later. Oh my heavens. And then lastly, Steve Carell says The Office would be too offensive today. He did this. He made mention of this in a profile Esquire published on him yesterday. And he said, yeah, I don't think that it would be able to be made today because of political correctness. Stay with us. Kathy Griffin, Media Mashup, and more.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-431-5790. That's 800-431-5790. 800-431-5790 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves, with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Oh, you're not going to use the mob word here.
They are protesting. They are not an angry mob.
We're human. We're going to be polite.
Answer your question that you asked her. Is it mob behavior? No, it's
not. Hold the door, ma'am. You're going to get arrested.
And he's created this idea of a mob.
But calling them mobs in the way that the leader McConnell has done is just wrong.
In the Constitution, you can protest whenever and wherever you want.
We believe in
America.
It's a go watch. Put up the
mob.
Stop. Stop.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you trying to assault me? This is assault.
Oh, ah! Yes, sir.
We're hearing.
The angry mob, even though these were just peaceful protesters.
Republicans are running on this idea that the left is an angry mob.
Stop right here. I said stop. You understand?
Wherever you come down on Brett Kavanaugh, describing protesters as a mob doesn't fit the facts.
That's not a mob.
Kill her 3-year-old child.
Which side was more mob-like? Clearly, it was the Republicans.
Yeah, that was a great. I mean, that was actually it's an ad now that the GOP made. They didn't even have to hire anyone. Democrats just did it all for them. Is that? I wonder if they would. If that's like in-kind donations. Ooh, my goodness. So, they're saying don't call it a mob. Oh, my gosh, I got people so mad on the Webernet because I said, it's a mob, period. It's a mob. It's a mob. That's it. I mean, there's nothing else to it. Nothing else to it. The people chanting something at a rally, because this is what I've seen media try to say, well, if they were chanting lock her up at a Trump rally, that's the same thing. Shooting up a ball field. It's not even, no. It's the same thing as beating down the Supreme Court building doors. No, it's not. It's not. It's a mob. And leftist violence, by the way, didn't just happen with Trump. And I realize that there are a lot of people, including Brian Stelter, who I went back and forth with today, who somehow think that it is a newfound, well, liberals, the progressives had finally had it. And so they decided they just weren't going to take it anymore. They've never taken anything anyway, except decency out of the discourse. That's it. They've always been violent. Go back to Occupy. Go back to the people who were bussed in and paid by Moore to go and riot in Ferguson. Or what about Weather Underground? We could go back to the 60s. There were dead people. I mean, that happened. There is zero comparison. Zero. None. My friend David French has a great piece about this, too, over at National Review. There's just simply zero comparison at all whatsoever, because the mob is a real thing, and it's a mob. If you don't like it being called a mob, then don't act like a mob. Sure, it's menacing. People are. This is not activism. When you're stalking somebody at an airport, when you run them out of a restaurant, that's not activism. That's intimidation. Completely different. There's a difference between mob action and legally protected protest, because you're creating the risk of harm. It is designed to intimidate people. There is zero place for a mob in America. Not in any kind of constitutional republic. And I know that everybody, all the media, they got all their little talking points. And they're so mad. The most ironic thing to me was because I said, look, it's a mob. And then after people got mad, I said, yeah, by the way, still a mob. Still a mob, FYI. Mob behavior means it's a mob. And raging and cussing at me over this whole thing just enhances my point further. We're not a mob, you stupid bitch. We're not a mob. You see you next Tuesday, you gun whore. We're not a mob. Oh, my gosh. I had two people tell me yesterday I should be shot because they are not a mob. Well, you showed me. What is wrong with people? Good night. They don't want to be told that because they know that it freaks out voters. And voters are watching. Voters were watching. I mean, they see all of how nasty these people are. And Rand Paul was beaten practically to death in his yard by a Democrat who didn't like his politics. Hey, don't get mad at me. Get mad at the Kentucky media that reported it. You people who are trying to rewrite history. Tiny tears. I'm just not... It's just insane to see this. And you had an employee of Sheila Jackson Lee who was called, who was arrested for doxing people and even threatening to put their children's medical records online. Holy cow, that's insane. And Brian Stelter and I, let me share with you, because this is what the media, this is how they're trying to spin this. And I've always had civil discussion with Brian. I completely disagree with him on a number of things, but I always appreciate the discussion. But he had said, and, you know, we went back and forth on this a little bit, because I was discussing how I replied to him. He said, President Trump is leading a hate movement against the press, but it's not just against the press. What stands out at his rallies, and he's quoting this piece at the New Yorker, which is just it is a too long column of MySpace venting. It's like somebody just discovered LiveJournal. The only thing that was missing is an emoji to correctly capture their feels at the time of writing and what they're listening to. Boy, that took it back to the 90s, didn't it? And he says the president's leading a hate movement against the press, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Someone who watched his rallies on TV said, oh, the hate and sense of actual menace that he's trying to convey to his supporters. And I wrote, people chanting something at a rally, hence the lock her up thing when they were talking about Feinstein, and they're not going to go out and physically drag her from her home or run her out of a restaurant. They'll go and vote. That's what they do. But I said, people chanting something at a rally is not comparable to stalking people in airports, attacking them in their yards, running them out of restaurants, blocking traffic while damaging cars, doxing families, and shooting up a congressional ballgame. That column is just plain silly. He says, well, there's been a rise in political violence and outrageous behavior on both the right and the left. Do you think the leader of our country is helping to calm things down? Well, and that's when I said, do you think that this began with this administration? Or are you purposefully ignoring Occupy? Bustin' rioters paid by Moore to go to Ferguson, Weather Underground. And if he blames Trump, then what of Hillary and Booker and Waters and Holder and even Obama? Because by his logic, they called for violence. And I added further, if we're comparing, I have witnessed and I have personally experienced way more threatening behavior from the left than the right. I don't think Republicans should rise to match the tone of people like Maxine Waters or Hillary Clinton. And I've always condemned when I've seen it happen. Always. And he says, well, I don't doubt that. You're a right-wing fixture. Folks on the left personally experience more of it from the right. I wish leaders would work to make things better, not worse. I said, I don't know anyone on the left who had to move because of repeated conservative or Republican threats. And I don't doubt that there are absolutely people on the left who've endured similar. But how often and how severe seems outmeasured. You know, this is... I also hope it changes. I mean, that's the thing. I also hope it changes. But no, I'm not going to be told that, well, it's both sides. No, it's not. Well, what about Charlottesville, they say? You mean the rally that was organized by a Democrat? The guy who voted for Obama? That racist tool bag? Hell yeah, let's denounce that all day long. I don't understand the point. Look, here's the thing. You could sit here and march with your tiki torches that you got at Home Depot 6 ways to Sunday. I don't care. I believe in free speech, even for people whose speech is absolutely sounds like it's the product of incest. I'm totally fine with that. Go ahead and have your free speech, your peaceful free speech. You meet speech you don't like with more speech. That's the thing. You know, someone who knew the people that were there that were open carrying that had firearms there, apparently, and this is what I was told by this individual who lives actually in Charlottesville, they were saying that those people showed up not to, like, protect the tiki torch people, but to protect the counter-protesters. And not even because they agreed with them, but because they didn't want it to all get out of hand, and they knew that there probably wouldn't be enough resources there to stop it if it did. And then you had somebody driving the car that killed Heather Heyer, which is horrible. But it's like, okay, so, and? How is that attributed to Trump?
We've condemned it.
Yeah. And furthermore, I wish...
We now go live to North State High School Football with Connor Sutton.
Up the high school football season as we welcome you in. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke is the Enterprise High School Hornets coming to this game 1-5 as they host Foothill High School Cougars at 3-3. A league battle tonight. Enterprise 0-2 so far in league. Foothill 1-1 in league, Joseph, but it is early, so both teams obviously looking to pick up the win tonight.
Yeah, this is a big game for both of these teams. School's not far. Kids probably know a lot of players on the other team, grew up with them, so we'll look for them to go head-to-head tonight.
Good rivalry that has slowly gotten better and better over the years. Last year's game, Foothill won on their home field 14-13. Then 2 years ago, Enterprise won here on their home field 42-35. Foothill is going to kick this one away to our right, wearing the white uniforms, of course, the red helmets. And they will kick it off to Enterprise here to begin tonight's game. This kick is going to be taken in at around the 1 yard line, and here comes Enterprise in the other direction. Not a whole lot of spots to go. It's Anthony Norman, who had a big second half last week for Enterprise, returns that to the 26 yard line, and that's where Enterprise will start their drive and the ball game. Well, we know the two guys to keep our eyes on tonight, Joseph, it is the quarterbacks, Leslie Cummings and Jaden Gordon, kind of the, you would say, the two guys who are going head-to-head in this game. I've seen a lot of things on social media about who is the better quarterback, and I think tonight we might just find out as Leslie Cummings takes the snap, fakes the pass looking left, and is sacked, goes down for about a 1 or 2 yard loss.
And I think there you have it. The Foothill defense knows he's the guy, and they felt a lot of pressure right there, able to sack Cummings for a loss.
Both teams almost identical in every category except for points. The big stat is that Enterprise struggles in the third quarter, and that's Foothill's best quarter, points per game-wise. Second and 11, handoff, Jaden Campbell's got room to run on the outside, gets to the 30, to the 33, he's taken down just shy of the 35, and third down and short coming up. So nice run there on the outside give to Jaden Campbell for about a 10-yard gain. And third and two coming up.
Enterprise quick to get the backs involved there, like we saw earlier in the season, calling a couple of their games. They like to run the ball, and they run by committee, 24 and 26. We'll expect to get a lot of carries here.
Campbell's alone, halfback in the backfield. He takes this toss out to the left, nowhere to go, and he's taken down in the backfield. That'll be a loss of about two, and it's fourth down on a big three and out. We'll see if Enterprise does punt it here, but it could be a three and out for Foothills defense. Could get the ball and try to get some momentum here early on in this first quarter. Looks like the punting unit is, in fact, coming out. Sean McDonald is going to punt it away. Chris Jacobson is going to be the return man for Foothill. Low snap and a kick that is going to bounce at the 37 and roll, and it's going to be picked up by Chris Jacobson. Tries to make a move, and he does. Misses a few tackles and is taken out of bounds at the 35. So Foothill will take over. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. Locally owned and operated by your very own Dan Scott. 20 years of experience, residential and commercial interior and exterior, custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices. Dan Scott just did the brand new painting back in the studios at KCNR. Looks absolutely fantastic. So first and 10 Foothill from the 35. Moving to our right, Jaden Campbell, the guy to keep your eye on this evening, who is the shifty dual threat quarterback. Three receivers left, one right. Takes a snap, hands it off up the middle to his running back, who gets forward for about three on the delayed handoff. Second down and about seven coming up. That was Bryce Henderson on the carry. And we've seen him multiple times this year, Joseph. We've done either two or three Foothill games, and Jaden Gordon's ability to make plays on the ground has been the key. He takes a low snap here, looks left, and throws low. Because it's in the backfield, it's going to be intended as a fumble, but it's picked up by Ostergren, who then is taken down for a loss back of the 30. A backward pass, a.k.a. a lateral, and the pass was low. Ostergren luckily able to get to it quickly, but had to go basically jump on it for a loss, and now it's going to be about third and 15 coming up. Nothing our score here early first quarter in week three of the league season. Campbell takes a snap, rolling right on third down, looking, throws right, it's complete to Jacobson. He makes the catch, the 42, tries to make a couple moves, he does, gets out to the 46, and that is going to be a first down.
Well, that's a great job by Chris Jacobson there, the wide receiver out on the right sideline, caught the ball about 2 yards short, and able to maneuver, miss about three tackles. Able to get the first down, first team. That's a big first down.
So a good conversion on third and 15. And now 4 yards shy of midfield. The Cougars will look to get it into Enterprise territory here on this set of downs. Two receivers in each direction for Foothill. 3-3 so far on the year. 1-1 in league. Takes a snap, and this play is going to be blown dead. And I think it's going to be encroachment on the defense. It will be. So a 5-yard penalty. And it'll be first and 5 across midfield, now into Hornet territory. Looking at the stats for this game, Joseph, these teams are pretty evenly matched. The only issue the Enterprise has had is putting the ball in the end zone. They've struggled to do that in a couple of close games, or even games that got out of hand, but early on unable to score when they got right to the goal line, and it handicapped them and really did not do well for them at the end of the first half or even third quarter and fourth quarter. Campbell takes a snap, hands to Henderson. Henderson bounces around the tackle, gets to the outside, has a first down, more room to run. Maybe gets to the outside of the 25, cuts back into the 20, still on his feet and taken down at the 17 for a big gain of about 32 yards.
And what you just mentioned is interesting, as we see a big burst of offense here from Foothill earlier in this first quarter. If Enterprise is going to be unable to score the ball like we have seen in the past, they're going to need some defense, and we haven't seen a lot of that in the couple minutes here.
And we've yet to see them put together a full, complete game, too, where they play well on offense and defense throughout the entire contest. Low snap to Gordon. This time he's going to keep it himself. He's going to get all the way inside the 10 and a kind of a foot tackle. Takes him down right near the first down marker at the 8. It is going to be a first down. And it'll be first and goal from the 7. So this first drive of the game, Foothill quickly moving the ball.
And knowing Jaden Gordon, that easily could have been 6 points. So Enterprise lucky to get a foot tackle, as you called it.
Ankle tackle? I guess that's probably right. 7:20 to go, first quarter, still nothing. Our score. Foothill has got the ball first and goal at the 7. Two receivers left. Play action fake. Gordon's going to keep it himself. Going to get to the outside, and he is going to get in for a touchdown. A play action fake that was actually designed as a keeper, and Gordon was keeping that one the entire way. Good block on the outside, and Foothill has the first score of the game on a Jaden Gordon touchdown.
The junior wide receiver, Tyler Carey, with the block that allowed Campbell to get on the outside.
And Gordon's the guy we've been talking about most of this year for Foothill. He puts it in on the board for 6 points. The extra point is up and good from Brandon Merriman. Foothill leads 7-0 here mid-first quarter over Enterprise, who will have the ball when we come back on KCNR 1460.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Connection was lost. This connection was lost. Calling back.
We're still. And we're back out at Enterprise High School, 7-0 your score. Foothill scoring a touchdown on their first drive of the game. And we have second down here as Enterprise look to throw the ball right, incomplete pass. Leslie Cummings, the quarterback for the Enterprise Hornets. And we have second and 10 here. Enterprise received the ball and had a Foothill defense forced a quick three and out.
Enterprise probably looking to at least get a couple first downs on this drive.
And looks like Leslie will take the ball himself up the middle for a couple yards. And that will bring on about third and 8.
I think that was Jaden Campbell, Joseph, as he got the handoff. And as he's the guy who typically receives the handoffs in between the tackles, and Justin Kelly, a little more of a speed back, as we talked about running back by committee. What this team does is now they're both in the game. Kelly at the fullback spot here on this possession. I think we're going to have a timeout. Enterprise is going to take a timeout.
And so 6.5 left to go in this first quarter. 7-0, Foothill. We'll go to commercial break.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A big third down here for the Enterprise Hornets, as it looks like they will get a first down. Leslie Cummings ran the ball himself around the outside, about a 10-yard gain on the play.
Got a big couple blocks on the outside as well as he rolled out to his right, looking down the field, and then had to scramble, picking up the first down.
And this will be first down, and he will hand the ball off to Campbell, who will be absorbed in the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard gain on the play.
Campbell's kind of their power back, but we've seen them run to the outside already twice tonight. So typically he's their guy that can kind of break a few tackles right at the line and kind of had to push forward there to get the 2 yards.
Second down coming up. Cummings receives the snap, looks to his left, and he will throw the ball deep. And it will be broken up by Foothill. And he has room to run, and he'll make a couple moves up the middle, break left, get a couple tackles, and he'll be brought down at about the 27-yard line. So what could have been a big downfield play for Enterprise gets broken up and brought back nearly 40 yards.
Yeah, Brandon Merriman with the interception on a ball that was kind of being held by both the receiver and the defensive back, and then Merriman kind of just turned around and grabbed it out of the hands and took off in the other direction, and already getting in good field position for Foothill.
Foothill already has a 7-0 lead in this game, and here with 5 minutes left in the first quarter, they find themselves with great field position.
Foothill's visiting section is about completely full.
First down, and this play will be blown dead. We'll have a penalty.
And we're going to have a false start. Looked like it was on the right guard for Enterprise. So we'll go back, or excuse me, for Foothill. So we'll go back 5 yards at the 30. First and 15. 31, excuse me.
And now we'll be looking at first and 15 here. Jaden Gamble. Gordon. Back to receive the snap.
Gordon now looking to the sideline here, and I think we're going to, the official threw, it's going to be a delay of game, I think. No, another false start. The official trying to throw a flag through, I believe, the what you throw when you want to spot the ball, if it comes out or on a play. I think that's what he threw. So we'll go back 5 more yards to the 36, and now it's first and 20 coming up.
Gordon will look a little confused there.
Yeah, I was going to say some miscommunication definitely happening on the offense for Foothill. And now, after starting with great field position, has a long way to go.
First and 20. Gordon will see the snap, hand it off, and the back will be met at the line of scrimmage.
Bryce Henderson on the carry. He's been their main back of this year. The 5'8". 160 junior, very, very quick, fleet-footed, is able to miss tackles both directions. That time, though, swallowed up at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Second and 20 here. Gordon's back to receive the snap. One back. He'll roll out to his right. Look downfield. And this will be just off the hands of the attendant receiver, Chris Jacobson. And this will bring up a big third down.
Jacobson on a comeback route to the right. Had to lay out to try to bring that one in. It was just too far to the outside. And third down and 20.
Gordon has three receivers right, one to his left.
In the shotgun yet again.
And he'll look to his right. And we'll make another big throw. And this is caught. And there is no one close. And that'll be a touchdown Foothill.
Brandon Merriman, who just got the interception, was wide open in the zone coverage. And another great drawn-up play on third and 20.
And so with 4 minutes left in this game, in this first quarter, Foothill finds himself up 13-0.
Still 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. The extra point unit's coming out. Already knocked down the first one earlier.
Kick is up, and it is good.
Jared Martin with his second straight kick. We'll take a break. 14-0 Foothill with the lead here early on in this contest. Enterprise will have the ball once again when we come back on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
The kick to Enterprise is squibbed. It goes off an Enterprise player almost, and it goes out of bounds. Let's see. We got flags here. I think it went out of bounds. It did go out of bounds, but it was touched. So let's see what the referees are going to do here. We'll find out here shortly. Tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. Call them up at 530-400-5152. Visit them on the web at danscottpainting.com or check them out on Facebook. Call him for a free quote of your home, business, or industrial property. Dan guarantees he will give you a custom bid within 5 days and has an option for every single budget and request, from the largest industrial building to the tool shed in your backyard. So Enterprise takes over at the 15. Leslie Cummings on first and 10 throws to his right. It's complete for a first down, for about 7 yards, just short of the first down to Noah Hernandez. And it's second and short coming up. And Joseph, after the first couple of drives where Enterprise didn't really move the ball through the air, nice to see them do something on through the air on first down.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that completion felt good to Noah, for Leslie. Let's see if they can get this Enterprise offense rolling.
Second and short. Cummings hands it off to Jaden Campbell, who is met by a number of white Foothill jerseys, taken down, I believe, in the backfield for a couple-yard loss. Back to the 21, and now it's third and four coming up. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 14-0. Foothill with the lead. They got a three and out to start the game. The Cougars defense did, then drove around 55 yards to get a touchdown, and then a big interception that was then returned all the way back to the 35, and a huge touchdown pass from Jaden Gordon to get this game 14-0. Campbell's looking for room, tries to get right near the first down marker, and does just get pushed across it, and it should be a first down. Cummings had to do a lot to get there. But he will, in fact, move the chains in its first and 10.
And we'd like to see Enterprise get something easy here, get some easy offense going. Like you said, Cummings struggled hard to get that first down, and if not, they would have had to punt the ball.
They struggled last week as well in the first half against Paradise, and then the second half just kind of figured it out, and Anthony Norman was kind of the guy on this play right here as they hand it off to him from the outside. Tries to ditch a tackler, and then is going to be taken down at the 25 for a loss of two. Norman last week in the fourth quarter had two huge touchdown runs, north of 50 yards, both of them. That time, taken down the backfield second and 11. Well, if you're Foothill and you just knew that from this last week, I imagine that's going to be one of the things you would game plan for. Power formation for Cummings. He gives the handoff to his fullback. I believe that's Kelly, who buried forward for about 3 yards. It was Kelly on his first carry of the game. He's slow to get up. Third and 8 coming up. Got to get to the 37. See if Enterprise will put it in the air here. 1:30 to go, first quarter. Hornets trying to get on the board before this first 12 minutes expires. Three receivers right and a shotgun set for Cummings. To his right hip as his running back. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Looking, nowhere to go. Has to roll out. Now rolling backwards, back to his left. Room to run down the sideline. He might look to throw. He's going to keep it on the ground. Is tackled out of bounds at the 33. Short of the first down marker. And it will be fourth down after all of that. Scrambled right. Then had to spin back around and scramble left. Really had nowhere to go.
And Enterprise on this drive really unable to get the run game going. So looking to pass on third and 8.
Well, not really on this drive. It's been almost every drive. They've only had one run play for more than 6 or 7 yards. One designed run play. Fourth and 5. Here is the punt. It is popped up just across midfield at the 45. Jumped on at the 48 by Enterprise, and Foothill will take over once again in pretty good field position. 22 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. 20 years of experience. Locally owned and operated by Dan Scott. Call him at 530-400-5152. First and 10 at the 48 for Foothill. 2 yards to go to midfield as they do in the formation. They've been in the motion of tonight with three receivers left and a shotgun. Gordon turns and hands it off to his running back, Henderson, who pushes forward to the 50. And second and 8 coming up. I think that is going to end the first quarter. See here. Got down at 8 seconds, and it will. Foothill off to a great start. 14-0. A touchdown pass from Jaden Gordon to Brandon Merriman on a 3rd and 20. And then a Jaden Gordon rush that was for 6 points as well. It's 14-0. The Cougars with the lead here in the first quarter on KCNR 1460.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 from the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. On Monday, we welcome Casey Dollar of Top Dollar Studios. Find out how a young man from Reading got into the movie industry and how he's making movies right up here in the North State. Plus, North State Stand Down will be joining us to talk about how they are helping veterans that are down on their luck, giving them a hand up, not a hand out. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Start of the second quarter here as we switch sides, but don't have to switch very far, maybe about an inch or so as we're right at midfield. Gordon looks over the middle. The throw is tipped and almost intercepted, but incomplete as the linebacker dropped back and kind of hid from Jaden Gordon on the pass over the middle. That was nearly picked off, intended for Chris Ostergren, and it's third and eight.
Gordon was looking deep, deep downfield there, but didn't put any air under the ball. Foothill lucky. That ball did not get intercepted.
Yeah, right out of the hands of the linebacker who was back in coverage. Third and eight. Gordon now turning and back to his halfback, Henderson, who's directly behind him. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Five-step drop. Now rolls right. Looks, throws down the field. He's going to way overthrow his target. It was Ostergren again. And it looked like a little bit of a miscommunication on the route there. And that will be a punt here, a three and out. I imagine the officials for this game gotta love that right at the end of the quarter, you're right near midfield, they don't have to move hardly at all. Cougars back for their first punt of the night. This punt is going to land at the 26, bounce straight up, and then start to roll to the 21. And the Hornets will take over inside their own 25, trailing 14-0. Early second quarter. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR 1460.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
On first and 10 for Enterprise, a big 12 or 13-yard run for Jaden Campbell, and then a flag that's going to end some more yards on the end of that run as Leslie Cummings was shoved to the ground in the backfield, and we're going all the way across midfield to the 49. So the Hornets benefit greatly from the penalty, and now are in enemy territory for the first time tonight. 14-0 our score. Sends a man in motion. But Cummings keeps it himself and pushes forward. And the ball comes out as Foothill tries to take it back out of the way. But it was whistled dead.
And the Foothill defender that made the tackle went straight in for the ball. Didn't really even go for the tackle. Just got a hand on the ball and kind of brought Cummings down. The ball did pop out, but that knee was down first.
Anthony Norman was the guy who was the who received the fake handoff. Was the decoy. Second and nine for 1 yard gain. Two back set, I formation. Hands off Campbell. Campbell going to run to his right, gets to the 40. He's got a first down across 35, continues to push to the 32 and the 31. A big 17-yard gain. And now Enterprise appears to have that offense moving a little bit here in this second quarter, doing most of it on the ground.
And most of it at the hands of number 26, Jaden Campbell.
And back-to-back first down runs for that young man. So first and 10 from the 32. Would like to get 6 points on the board here. Foothill showing blitz. Hand off again to Campbell. He's going to run right again. This time he goes out of bounds on the right side. Didn't go get a whole lot of yardage there to the 29, maybe the 28. But good blocking on the edge by Bryson Trent, able to get that four-yard gain. Foothills look like they've made it a point in this first half to ensure that runs in between the guards, the tackles, and the centers up the middle are not to be had, as now looks like we had referees switch sides here. Not quite sure why we're doing that mid-second quarter. Coming shotgun, Campbell to his left hip, two receivers each direction. Takes a snap, he's going to keep it himself immediately, goes right up the middle, and was kind of wrapped up at the 27, taken down for maybe a gain of 1 yard. And third and six coming up.
Cummings got the snap, and Campbell ran right to that left side of the line to block. Cummings unable to get through.
Same formation on the right hash. Third and about five. It's a long five. Is now Cummings looking back to the sideline to his head coach, Chris Combs, to get maybe the play change. Campbell now switches to the left hip of Cummings.
Two receivers each way.
Cummings fakes the toss left. Now he's going to keep it himself. Goes up the middle, gets to the 30, or the 25, excuse me, for a gain of three. It'll be fourth down. Kind of, I think it looks like Foothill might, or Enterprise might go for it here. Fourth and about three. It's a long three.
But I like this decision. Unable to get your offense going in the first couple drives. You've seen some success with a little bit of running outside, and then we'll have an Enterprise timeout. So we're not sure if they will go for it. And
this might be the reason for the timeout, is to make a decision here. Their second timeout of the game, 8:43 to go in the first half. Foothill with the lead, 14-0, here on KCNR 1460.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Fourth and three, they're going to go for it. Fakes the handoff to Campbell. Cummings has nowhere to go. He's going to stand his feet, continues to go backwards, tries to stand his feet again. And he's finally going to be wrapped up, and the play is blown dead backwards of about 15 yards. And a good stop there for Foothill.
On the snap, Cummings immediately broke to his right, didn't saw what he liked, attempted to switch back left, and it all just kind of fell apart from there.
The 39. The Cougars, who did punt their last drive, will try to get their offense back into action here mid-second quarter. 8:30 to go in the first half. Gordon takes a snap, hands to Henderson, or check that. He's going to keep it himself to the 40. And there are a number of guys laying down on Gordon for a gain of two to the 30, or the 41, excuse me. So second and eight. So far, Joseph, it appears like every time Gordon has dropped back to pass tonight, he's had quite a bit of time to throw.
Despite that, we've seen Foothill not have a lot of success putting the ball in the air. We saw an interception. We saw a couple big throws downfield get broken up. A little miscommunication with routes.
This play is going to get blown dead here from the start. I think it's going to... Let's see what it's going to be. It's going to be a false start on the offense. So we're going to go back 5 yards. It'll be second and 13. The only interception of this game, the only turnover of this game, I should say, was the interception from Leslie Cummings on a jump ball that was returned for about 40 yards. That resulted in the Foothill score. They lead 14-0. Second and 13, three receivers right. Gordon, play action fake, dropping back to pass. Here comes the outside rush. He now rolls out to his right, nowhere to go, and he is going to be sacked back at the 30. A loss of about six. Great coverage down the field allowed the pass rush to get there for the sack.
But even with that sack, like you just mentioned, Connor, he had the throw.
Yep.
Looked off a couple routes, didn't see anything he liked, and then his O-line just kind of folded as he was checking off routes.
Third and a long way to go, 18, but they converted on third and 20 earlier, so maybe they can do it again. Gordon takes the snap. Again comes the outside blitz. He's got nowhere to go. Has to roll to his left. Now has to back up. He's going to try to throw on the move. It's going to be not close, intended for Brandon Merriman. And great defense on that drive by Enterprise, backing them up. And now it's fourth and long, and they will punt. Tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. They have an option for every single budget and request, from the largest industrial building to the tool shed in your backyard. Get a free quote of your home, business, or industrial property within 5 days. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 400-5152. Here comes the punt. Cummings is the guy who is looking to return it. It's going to be downed at the 30, and the Hornets will take over there with 6:30 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822, or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Jaden Campbell on the handoff out to his right, forward for about 2 yards after getting a 5-yard carry on first down. So it'll be third and three or third and four coming up. They're giving it to their big running back. It's 6'2", 215. One of the bigger guys on their roster.
And the most productive offensive player for them so far.
Third and three. Big chance for the Hornets. Would love to get some points before halftime. Third and three at their own 37. Shotgun trips bunch left. Quick throw out to the left. It's a screen pass. Caught, but short of the first down marker.
Justin Kelly there with the reception.
Oh, it's going to be right at it.
It's
going to
be close.
It's going to be, they're going to say a first down. Wow. That was a very, not a good ball spot. But Enterprise will take it, getting the first down.
Hey, when you're down two scores, you'll take offense any way it comes.
Absolutely. First and 10 from the 40. Shotgun again, two receivers each way. Hand off to Jaden Campbell. Campbell moves forward. He's going to have a first down across midfield, the 47-yard line. A 13-yard gain. And another first down for the Hornets. Campbell's starting to come alive in this second quarter.
Campbell carried about three Foothill defenders for the best last 7 yards of that run.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Same formation, first and 10, same play. Hands to Campbell. This time he runs into a wall, but still pushes forward, able to keep his legs moving for about a 4 yard gain to the 43. And second and 6 coming up.
This area with the apple.
So Campbell not only strong, able to spin off, get a couple more yards.
Foothill. And it looks like Enterprise is going to take their final timeout. We're just under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Foothill has a 14-0 lead here on KCNR 1460.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Second and 7 here for Enterprise. Trailing by two scores, 14-0 in the second quarter. Cummings takes the snap, drops back to pass, and he is swallowed up quickly and taken down to the backfield, back near midfield for a sack. The blitz came from the middle, and then a delayed linebacker from the left side of the line. And Cummings had absolutely nowhere to go. So it'll be 3rd and 12 now, and a big sack there for the Cougars. Kind of halts a pretty good drive so far for Enterprise, but now a big 3rd down coming up.
We'll see if the O-line here can hold up long enough for them to put a ball in the air.
Third and 12. Play action fake. It's a screen pass over the middle to Noah Hernandez. Hernandez is swallowed up right where he makes the catch at the 44 for about a 4 yard game, and it's 4th down and 8 coming up. 4th down and 7 coming up.
Regardless, the punt unit is coming out.
Sean McDonald, I believe, is the punter, and I don't see him. Nope, Leslie Cummings is going to go out and punt this one. Fourth and 7, Cummings punts this one away. It's a good punt. Taken in by Gordon at the 5, and here comes Gordon in the other direction. Probably one of the fastest guys on the field. He gets outside the 20, and he's just going to go out of bounds at around the 22.
There aren't many places you'll see a quarterback-to-quarterback
right
in punt reception.
Yeah. 2 minutes, 22 seconds to go. Foothill still has 3 timeouts and might have a good opportunity to extend their 14-0 lead. And you have to give credit to their defense in this first half. They've made a couple big plays in big situations and has mainly been the main contribution to keep Enterprise off the board.
Yeah, the Foothill defense has really silenced this Enterprise offense in this first half.
First and 10 from the 23. There's 2 receivers each direction. Gordon once again the shotgun. Takes the snap. Dropping back to pass. Looking right. Throws short. It's going to be well short in the turf, incomplete. Second down. Enterprise has had great coverage the last couple passing plays. And Gordon has essentially realized he does not want to force it. So second and 10. Just a few seconds tick off the clock here. Gordon does have a touchdown pass already in this game. Second and 10. Outside handoff. This is to Jacobson. Jacobson tries to get back up the middle, spins his way to the 30, taken down there. Check that. That's Merriman. For a 7-yard gain, it'll be third and 3. As we're now under 2 minutes to go in the first half, we'll coming up at the half. We'll have the halftime show, and we'll talk about this first half and the things we think we might see change
and if
following
you're,
the intermission.
With your Enterprise, you need to try and get a stop here and get this ball back with a minute and a half left in this half if you want to put up points.
Third and short, hands to Henderson. Henderson with the outside run. He gets the first down across the 40 and gets to the 43. A big block on the outside, and now we have a late flag. From the white hat from behind after the play. Let's see here what the call is. Unsportsmanlike against the defense. So that will add to the end of the run. And we will be in Enterprise territory following that at the, it'll be around the 44, I believe. So, a penalty that could cost the Hornets a little bit here. Minute 30 to go. Again, Foothill has all three timeouts remaining, trying to extend their 14-0 lead. First and 10. Two receivers in the slot. Gordon fumbles the snap, now drops back, looking to throw. He's got nowhere to go, and he's sacked. Back to the 46. And a quick timeout's going to be taken by Foothill. Second and 14 coming up when we come back. Minute 13 to go in the first half on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. And what could be better than homemade mac and cheese with loaded sides of awesome potatoes and fries with bacon? Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Second and 15 from the 46. Gordon takes the snap for Foothill. Looks down the field to the right. It is caught at the 37. Taken down immediately there. Let's see who that is on the catch. I think it was the tight end, right? Not quite sure. Regardless, it's going to be about third and 5 coming up. On the opposite side of the field is us, and now we're under a minute. Foothill to the no huddle. Again, same play. This play is caught and complete to Brandon Merriman, who gets out of bounds after getting the first down at the 28. The clock will stop.
Foothill moving quickly here as they look to extend their lead.
46 seconds to go. They still have two timeouts left now at the 28. See if they keep it through the air here. They don't have to, but, I mean, you would imagine they would. They still do have the two timeouts. Takes a snap. Three-step drop. Throws to the right. It is knocked down at the line by Enterprise. And a nice play by the defensive end. Dylan Johnson at 6'2", able to get his hands up to knock it down at the line. Second and 10. 41 the seconds remaining. Press or soft coverage out on the outside here. Takes the snap. Gordon, good protection. Throws over the middle. Complete to Chris Jacobson. Inside the 15, a first down. As the chains will move. Clock stops at 35 seconds. It'll resume once the chains are back in play. And here we go. 35 seconds. Gordon takes the snap. Looks at left. He's going to keep it himself. Now runs to the outside. Room to run. He's going to get all the way in. Touchdown. Enterprise was fooled by the fake handoff. And Jaden Gordon took it all 14 yards. And his second rushing touchdown of the night. And it's 20-0. And now it's just his explosiveness right there. Able to quickly get by the defense and into the end zone. Jared Martin will come in to attempt the extra point. They're trying to make it 21-0. It is up and good. 21-0, Foothill with the lead, and it has been a Jaden Gordon show. He's got two rushing touchdowns and a throwing touchdown here tonight. And it's all Cougars as well in the first half. 26 seconds remaining. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Foothill Cooks kicks this away to Enterprise, taking it at the 12-yard line. And here comes Anthony Norman the other direction. Norman gets out of bounds at the 31 for about a 19-yard gain on the return. And with 20 seconds remaining and no timeouts, Enterprise will probably just put it on the ground a couple times to end this first half. Tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. 20 years of experience, locally owned and operated by Dan Scott, residential and commercial, interior and exterior, custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices. You can call them at 530-400-5152. So first and 10. As Cummings turns and hands it to Justin Kelly, who's going to push forward for about a yard, maybe. And I believe that is going to do it for the first half. We'll see here. It will. The Cougars with a dominating first half performance. Jaden Gordon with three touchdowns, two rushing, one through the air. But it's been the Cougar defense that has been on display. And we'll talk more about this first half when we come back. 21-0, the Foothill Cougars lead Enterprise here at the half on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North Street for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel, who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524 7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Dust off your lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Presale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Reading area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Reading a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Reading.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Here at the half, Connor Sutton with you. Foothill Cougars lead Enterprise High School 21-0. It's been the impressive play from the Foothill quarterback, Jaden Gordon, but it's also been the great Foothills defense that has not allowed Enterprise's rushing offense to get very far. And when they have, they've been able to get a couple big stops down the stretch. We go around the league here tonight. Lassen leads Anderson, 21-0. That was at the end of the first quarter, 4 minutes ago. 27-0, Chico over Red Bluff. No really surprise there. And just a lot of strange scores. Corning leads Central Valley 22-14. Just a lot of lopsided scores tonight. But one of the main things that we've seen here tonight is it has been the Jaden Gordon show, much like it's been all year, is Foothill trying to move up in the standings in the league, trying to move to 2-1. And with Foothill, or with Enterprise, quickly falling behind here again in 2018, they are going to have a steep hill to climb, and not only in the second half, but the rest of the way with a tough schedule up and coming. We'll talk about more of this first half after this here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 for 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Redding Kia. Com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back here at the half. Enterprise trailing Foothill 21-0 here at the break. What do the Hornets need to do to get back into this game? Well, it's pretty simple. They got to switch it up a little bit offensively. They've kind of got fallen in love with the run game or the pass game on certain drives instead of mixing it up. And also, more than anything, they got to win the line, win the battle between the trenches, because the offensive line, the defensive line is kind of getting eaten up by the Cougars. And I think if they can do that and get some push, especially on the offensive line, it can really give not only their quarterback, Leslie Cummings, some time to throw, but the running backs holes in the defensive line and opportunities to move forward. For Foothill, just more of the same. They came up with a bunch of key defensive stops in big, big spots that were able to keep Enterprise off the board. And I think if they will not change much going into this second half, it's going to be the Enterprise Hornets that are going to make the most changes, and hopefully that can get us into a good second half and do make a, hopefully, a competitive finish. Enterprise is kind of in desperate need of that, trailing by three scores here at the moment. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff to start the second half here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise going to kick this away to start the second half. It's kind of an onside kick that is almost fumbled. It just kind of popped up to the 40. It was called for a fair catch. Trying to be a little creative there, but Foothill will, in fact, fall on it at the 40, and they will take over in an opportunity to possibly put this game out of reach early in this third quarter with a touchdown here. Talked about it most of the first half. It was Jaden Gordon doing most of the damage on the offensive side of the football for the Cougars, but also give credit to Bryce Henderson, the running back. The junior at 5'8", 160, had a couple of nice runs on key third downs and really set the table for this offense. Gordon in the shotgun here at their own 40. Got to get to midfield for the first down. Takes the low snap and one hops and now keeps it. He's going to try to run back up the middle and got nowhere. We've seen the Cougars have an issue with this most of the year with the low snaps. That time it was like one hopped him, basically. And when he has to recover the ball and then try to make a play, it's just nearly impossible. So a loss of one and second and 11, and not the way Foothill wanted to start this second half. With a simple mental mistake. This time he takes a snap cleanly. Here comes the rush on a screen pass. Throws out to the right. It is incomplete. Goes out of bounds. Enterprise wanted an intentional grounding call, but did not get it. So third and 11. Enterprise might be getting a three and out to start this second half. First punch right with Ostergren in the slot. Ball on the left hash. Third and 11. Enterprise showing blitz, now dropping back into coverage. Gordon rolling out to his right, looking down the field. He's going to throw on a flag. It is incomplete to Brandon Merriman. But a flag back near the line of scrimmage, actually, in fact, back of the line of scrimmage, and I think it's going to be a holding penalty on Bryce Henderson. Yep, it's going to be a holding penalty against the offense. It's going to be declined. It'll be fourth down. So the Cougars will punt here on the first drive of the second half. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. Call them at 400-5152. They have an option for every single budget and request, from the largest industrial building to tool shed in your backyard. I guarantee you he will give you a custom quote within 5 days. The punt is going to be taken in by Cummings. He's going to let it bounce at the 25, and Cummings, it's going to now roll all the way to the 16, and that's where the Hornets will take over when we come back. Less than a minute into this second half, a three and out from Foothill, and Enterprise is going to try and get on the board here in the third on KCNR 1460.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
A short run on first and 10 from inside the 15, and then a little bit longer of a run that does get a first down for Jaden Campbell. So now Enterprise, after getting a three and out, has a quick first down, and they will try and extend that as they're still inside their own 20. Jaden Campbell, the lone back, but the handoff goes to Justin Kelly, who falls right at the line of scrimmage for no gain, second down.
Enterprise really trying to string together some offense to start the second half. See if they can turn their luck around.
Yeah, and need some momentum to start this third quarter. Second and about nine. Trip sponge formation left. Cummings takes the snap, pitches to his right to Campbell. Campbell tries to beat everybody to the outside. He kind of does. Gets for about 4 yards. Goes out of bounds at the 23. Actually, only about 2 yards.
Campbell knew he wasn't going to beat that guy, the defender marking him, around the outside, so he kind of stuck his arm out, tried to push his way through, unable to.
Third and six. This has kind of been the spot where Foothill has been able to get stops in this game. One of the reasons why they're up 21-0 here at the moment.
Three receivers left.
Cummings looking left, right from the snap. And now he is going to be swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. And that is a sack. A loss of three at least on the play. And it's fourth down.
That's a sack and a big statement from this Foothill defense in the second half. Tell Enterprise that they're not going to waver, they're not going to stop, they're just going to keep getting at Cummings and pressuring this Enterprise offense.
The Foothill pass rush has been outstanding in this game. Leslie Cummings has had very little time to do much of anything. As they will punt it away. This is going to be a line drive punt. Jacobson trying to track it down. He takes it in at the 46. Tries to dodge a tackle. It does. And now he'll run out to the left side. Gets around to the outside of the hash. Now dodges a couple tackles. Got more room to run. Gets to the 30. He's hit hard there. A late flag comes out right at the end of the play. But a good return to the 31 for Chris Jacobson. I think that one's coming back a little bit. It'll be first and 10 regardless and see what the penalty call is here. Yep, it's a hold. So, it'll be, instead of at the 31, it's going to be at the 47. It's a big difference. But Foothill will take over.
I'm not sure if it'll make too much of a difference the way this Foothill offense has been getting to their spots and getting what they want throughout this game.
Low snap again to Gordon. Hands to Henderson. He tries to spin. I think the ball came out. It did. And let's see here.
A couple Enterprise players signaling that they recovered, and it looks like Enterprise will get it.
That's a big break for the Hornets. Able to jump on it as Henderson spun and lost it as he spun. So the first turnover of the game for the Foothill. And now maybe a little bit of a momentum change as the Hornets will get a yard shy of midfield to start this drive.
We were a little confused up here. It looked like the ball shot out, but that just shows you how fast the Enterprise defense dove on it. We'll have a first and 10 here.
Cummings
will hand it off to Campbell, who breaks free and has a lot of room. And he'll be brought down around the 30-yard line.
The one bright spot in this game, Joseph, for Enterprise, it has been Jaden Campbell. He has been a workhorse. Maybe sometimes only getting 2 to 3 yards, but multiple times in this game has broken loose for 15 or 20.
But unlike what we saw in the first half, that was right in between the left guard.
Yep.
Able to get through the line and get a 20-yard gain on the play. Something that Enterprise has been unable to do. We've seen them run the ball a lot to the outsides, try and beat defenders around, turn the corner, and get down the sideline.
That off-tackle run.
That was a refreshing run up the middle for Jaden Campbell.
Cummings again hands to Campbell, and again he's got room to run to the left side, gets inside the 20, taken down there. It's going to be close to another first down. And I think they're going to give him a first down. So back-to-back first down runs for Jaden Campbell, keeping this team alive in this third quarter with 8 minutes to go. And now the Hornets are inside the red zone for the first time tonight. Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Once again, they hand to Campbell. Same play. Breaks a few tackles, still on his feet. Inside the 10, still going. It's almost ripped out of his hands, but he hangs on out of bounds inside the 5. Wow.
Seems like Campbell's going to do whatever it takes to get his team on the board here in this third quarter.
So first and goal from about the 5. But they're going to give him a breather here. Anthony Norman going to come in. Cummings is going to try to keep this one. Stays on his feet, almost goes down, has a run to the pylon. He's in, touchdown. Unbelievable. Nearly went down, but then escaping to the outside to the left and beats everybody to the pylon. And Enterprise is finally on the board in this game. And despite the fact that Cummings finished it off, most of that drive was because of the effort of Jaden Campbell. 21-6. Burnett will kick the extra point. It is up and good. Enterprise recovers a fumble, takes it 51 yards, and a touchdown run for Leslie Cummings. It's 21-7, mid-third quarter here on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to High School Football on Enterprise High School, taking on Foothill. A big, big touchdown run from Leslie Cummings, cutting the score to 14 in third quarter. And he was like a bulldozer there, able to get into the end zone as the Kick is through the hands of the Foothill receiving team, but it does go out of bounds at the 35, and that's where the Cougars will take over. Foothill's offense in this third quarter so far has been pretty non-existent, but in that first half was very consistent.
And it's early here. They only had a couple plays until Enterprise forced a fumble. A great fumble recovery for the Hornets. But we'll expect Foothill to string together some more offense, much like we saw in that first half.
Gordon, once again, from the shotgun, takes the snap, turns and hands to, or keeps it himself. Now he's going to run out to the left side. He's got room to run, looking to get to the first down marker. He does. He goes out of bounds at the 49 for a first down.
Fake so good, it fooled the defense.
Fooled me as well, because Henderson got lit up right at the line.
The back he faked the handoff to got lit up. And then Gordon just found himself with the ball on the left side.
But the stamina of Jaden Gordon in this game has been truly incredible. He seems like he is constantly able to make plays despite how tired he is. Here's a handoff to Henderson, and he goes down in the backfield for a one-yard loss. Kind of a cool night tonight, Joseph. As you can see, fall is underway, winter closely approaching.
See a lot of jeans, see a lot of sweatshirts in the stands.
I did make the mistake of bringing a sweatshirt in this press box. It is still pretty warm.
It's a full-on Redding summer in this box.
Second and 11. Gordon's going to keep it. Oh, my goodness, he gets through, and he's going to take this one all the way. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. He just broke straight from the line and was gone. Moments after a Leslie Cummings rushing touchdown this time, it is a huge 46-yard run for Jaden Gordon, his third rushing touchdown of the game, and it's 27-7.
So with only one interception, we've seen Gordon throw a touchdown and run in three. So
incredible. He's definitely spent his time in the offseason not only on the football field, not only in the weight room, but in the gymnasium as well.
And the kick is up, and it is good.
28-7, our score mid-third quarter here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
The kick from Foothill does go out of bounds as the flags fly at the 22. We'll see where Enterprise will have it after getting the ball at the 49 in their last drive and going all the way. But kind of a shot in the arm for the Hornets. Getting a big touchdown, kind of getting momentum, getting back to the game. And then Jaden Gordon breaks free and just found his way into the end zone for 6 points. So, Enterprise will have the ball at the 35. To begin this drive, turns hands to Campbell. A couple good blocks. Campbell gets to the 40, gets all the way now to the 50. He's got a first down and more. And Jaden Campbell has been the man tonight. Wow. He's been bouncing off tacklers like they are pillows.
Four first downs in a row on Campbell carries.
First and 10 across midfield from the 49. Power formation, more of an I formation, one receiver in each direction. Cummings looking left, talking to his head coach, Chris Combs. And now quickly turns and hands to Campbell. Campbell, this time, is going to be wrapped up for no gain.
And like
second
I said,
10.
Four first downs in a row. You don't need a telescope to see that that ball was going right to Jaden Campbell.
Absolutely. Second and 9. Again, in that power formation, turns, and once again, they hand it to Campbell. The workhorse pushes forward to the 45 for a 4-yard gain, third and 5 coming up. We'll see here another big third down. If Enterprise is able to convert, but Foothill has been very, very good at not allowing Enterprise to convert on third down. Cougar showing blitz. Play action fake. Cummings drops back to throw on the move. He makes the catch. What a catch by Noah Hernandez, laying out and bringing that one in. Wow. That was outstanding. And now he's hurt. Looks like he's holding something coming to the sideline. But what an unbelievable catch that was, and good play design as well. Hernandez making that play look easy. First and 10 at the 25. Quickly comes to the bench here and sitting down, looking to the trainer. Hands to Campbell in the backfield. He's taken down for a 2-yard loss. Second and 12.
Justin Perry with the tackle. Second and 12.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. Locally owned and operated by Dan Scott. Second and 12. Cummings takes the snap, dropping back, got time to throw. He looks, he's going to throw to the end zone, overthrew his man, incomplete. Intended for, I think that's Kyle Carter. No, it's tight end, check that. Hooterding. So now it's third and 12. Third and 12. Here's a run out to Cummings out on the left side. He's got room in front of him, and he's going to take this one all the way. He's in, touchdown. We talked about it pregame. It's a battle of the quarterbacks. And in this third quarter, we've seen a Cummings rushing touchdown, then a Gordon rushing touchdown, and then back to a Cummings rushing touchdown. And it is a two-score game once again. Wow, 28-13, 4 minutes to go, third quarter.
And a great play call there. On the catch, both the backs ran left ahead of Cummings. He had blocks outside, and he, as the kick is blocked, it'll be called dead for the extra point.
Extra point is no good. So we'll take a break. 4 minutes to go in the third. 28-13, Foothill with the lead on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise going to kick this one away. 28-13, Leslie Cummings is been the bright spot in this second half, him and Jaden Campbell, as the kick is going to be squibbed, taken in at the 33 by Foothill, and they'll return it back to the 36. Tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. 20 years of experience, locally owned and operated by Dan Scott. Calling for a free quote on your home, business, or industrial property, whether it's a storage container or even a nightstand. He will give you a custom bid within 5 days. Call him at 400-5152. First and 10 for Foothill.
Three receivers right for Gordon.
Gordon now fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself and, again, has room to run, but he's taken down from behind. And a late flag comes flying in right at the end of that play.
I don't think that was intended to be a play-action fake, but the snap was really high. So on the catch, Gordon just took it and ran.
So, unsportsmanlike penalty, and it'll move us across midfield of the 47. First and 10 from the Enterprise 47. Gordon takes a snap, hands to Henderson. Henderson looking for room. He is taken down in the backfield for a one-yard loss. Nowhere to go that time. It was homecoming last week here at Enterprise. The floats were out. Had some very impressive designs. Some with some flowers, I think some petunias. Second and 11.
One back for Gordon. Two receivers each way. He'll look to his right. He has a lot of time. He'll roll out to his right, and he'll just throw his receiver a little high. Not a lot working for Foothill on that play. That'll bring up third and 11.
I'm not sure if he was trying to get Chris Jacobson or Brandon Merriman, but he threw it kind of in between those two, both at different depths of the field.
Credit to the Enterprise defense, able to pressure Gordon, send him nearly to the sideline before he made the decision to throw the ball.
So third and 11.
Foothill looking to add on to their 15-point lead, just under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Gordon will fake the handoff and run out to his left, try to juke a player, cut back right, and he'll be brought down for about a loss of a yard on the play. Tried to get out left, realized he wasn't going to beat his man, tried to catch back, and Enterprise was all over him at that point. And that'll bring on fourth down, and the punt unit will come out.
Fourth and 12. Cummings, who is kind of the do-it-all guy for this Enterprise team, back to return the punt. Max protection here on the punt. Cummings is going to let it bounce to the 15. He takes it into the 13. Now he's going to spin around. Has room to run on the left side, maybe. Gets to the 15. More room to run down the side. We got a block in the back penalty coming, but Cummings gets to the 26 and out of bounds. And it has to be a block in the back.
Cummings trying to make something out of nothing there. Nearly got his team 15 yards, but this ball is surely coming back.
Yep. Definitely a block in the back. I mean, I saw it mid-play, just a big hit on one of the coverage team. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And you hate to see players get blindsided like that. It's just like when you roll out of bed in the morning and kick your nightstand.
First and goal from, or check that, first and 10 from 9. Hand off to Campbell once again, and he gets a first down out of bounds at the 21. Jaden Campbell up above 100 yards on the day continues to be the workhorse for the Enterprise Hornets tonight.
And that's at least Campbell's fifth first down.
I think in the second half, even.
In this third quarter.
So first and 10 from the 21.
Cummings under center. Once again to Campbell. Right back to the left side. And once again, first down. Able to get about 14 yards on the play. Head first into a couple tackles, able to get some extra yards and get the chains moving. And we will have a Foothill timeout. Minute 40 left here in this third quarter. Foothill holding onto a 15-point lead, 28-13. We'll go to commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
First and 10, late third quarter. Here's a toss play to the right. Campbell has it. Good blocking in front of him. Has room to run. Has a first down across midfield to the 50. Now to the 40. He's pushed out of bounds inside the 40. And they're going to spot him at the 30-yard line. Wow, that's a really good ball spot. And check that. It's going to come back to the 39.
Are they saying he stepped out of bounds?
Penalty marker back at the 41. And it's a holding penalty against Enterprise. But it's way upfield. So it will still be a first down. It will come back 10 yards, but it will still be a first down. Right near midfield at the 49. barely saw that penalty flag on the far side of the field. Really needed a telescope to kind of see that one. First and 10 at the 49. Turns and hands it off again to Campbell, the left side, and he is buried quickly. Second and 10. Truly nowhere to go. Foothill starting to figure out the game plan here in this third quarter. Minute to go in the third. We talked about it pregame. The third quarter is the quarter where Foothill has been good and where Enterprise has struggled. However, tonight, Enterprise with a couple touchdowns.
Second and 11.
Toss play to Campbell, the left side. Stiff arms the defender to the ground, but still doesn't go anywhere, getting back to the line of scrimmage. He had to fight to get there. Third and 11 now. That was a really good stiff arm, just shoving him down into the turf. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Enterprise going to let this one wind down here as Cummings does get the play call here on third and 12. Now heads back into the huddle. Foothill in a 4-3. Now it's kind of turned into a 4-4 with the safeties coming. Play action fake. Cummings going to keep it down to the right side. Looks, he's got a man wide open. It's complete. First down across the 40 to the 33. What a play that was to Noah Hernandez, who was left wide open.
As the Foothill defense quickly collapsed on Leslie Cummings, it looked like he was going to break free and try to run around the outside.
And Enterprise has some momentum heading to the fourth quarter as they are indeed harvesting. 15-point game, 28-13. Fourth quarter coming up on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
12 minutes of football remaining here on KCNR 1460. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke with you throughout this one here in week 7. Enterprise moving the ball. Here's a toss play left to Norman. Norman looking upfield, gets a couple tackles, got the first down, and he's taken down. Might just be short, actually, at the 23. They are going to give him a first down. Norman had a big week last week with a couple touchdowns. Has been kind of quiet tonight. But he does move the chains on that run. And Enterprise just outside the red zone here to begin the fourth quarter. They do have all three timeouts remaining. However, down two scores, just a touchdown here would be huge for the Hornets. Fakes the toss play. Now Cummings is going to keep it. Running out to the right. He's got blocking in front of him. Has a first down. It's a race to the pylon. He dives. He is in. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the night for Leslie Cummings. And it is now a one-score game. And this Hornets team has done a complete 180 between the first and the second half. And all of a sudden, it is a good ball game here in the fourth.
And you can chalk that one up to Leslie Cummings' pure athleticism. As he came around that right side, it was him. And it looked like he had five Foothill guys to beat. But somehow he found a way to turn that corner and dive in for the pylon.
extra point up and coming that would need to make it an 8-point game. Actually, they're going to go for two here.
They would need to do it eventually, down 15.
Yep, not a bad spot. Trying to make it a 7-point game. Turns, hands to Campbell. Campbell buries his way. He is in for the 2-point conversion. We got a ball game here in the fourth quarter. 28-21, 11-21 remaining here in week 7. Both teams needing a big league victory here tonight. And we have a long way to go in this one. We'll take a break. Foothill will receive the kick when we come back on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise squibs this one again. It's going to go out of bounds at the 32. And they're trying to stay away from the return team and Jaden Gordon. Tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. Call them at 400-515-220. 20 years of experience, locally owned and operated by Dan Scott. Residential and commercial, interior and exterior, custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices. Visit them on the web at danscottpainting.com. So, Foothill, that has had kind of a tough time moving the ball despite their one drive in the third quarter, will take over at the 38. First and 10 for the Cougars. The Enterprise fan side is absolutely going ballistic here. All of a sudden, it's a 7-point game after it was 21-0 at the half. Gordon takes a snap, hands it off to Merriman. Merriman now looks for a hole. He gets maybe two. Back to the line of scrimmage, and now did the ball come loose at the end of that play? They're going to say he was down. Enterprise tried to jump on it, but he was, in fact, whistled down. So second and 8. We've seen in the first half, Bryce Henderson had a pretty good night. He wasn't getting a whole lot of big gains, but he was getting chunks of change, at least some. But a fumble in the second half that led to an Enterprise score, and then right there, just hasn't been able to find a whole lot of holes in the defense. Second and 8. The referees are talking about something here about that last play.
The referee from our sideline walked up to the white hat as soon as that play ended.
And now they're going to go explain it to Foothill head coach Joey Brown. Not sure exactly what they're explaining. And Merriman is over on the sideline. Looks like he's not happy with whatever happened here.
Looks like they're going to move this ball back.
So instead of being second and 8 from the 40, it'll remain. It looks like we're going to replay first down here. So first and 10. Huh. No idea what happened there. Gordon talking to his slot receiver right, takes a snap, dropping back the throw. Looks over the middle on a slant route and has his man, Tyler Carey, but he couldn't hang on. Good throw, but just right through the hands of Tyler Carey, the wide receiver. Would have been a gain of about 15. And it's second and 10. He had Merriman in the flat, I mean wide open with nobody around him, but as his check down receiver was looking up the field first. Now second and 10 from the 38. Three receivers to the right, ball in the left hash. Gordon takes a snap, now turns hands to Henderson, who has to break a tackle, now pushes forward to the 40, to the 39. The ball comes out, and it's jumped on by Foothill. It's picked up by Carey, who just jumped right on it. It's actually going to push forward to the 45. So the fumble benefits Enterprise. That's the second time that Henderson has had the ball come out, though.
And that ball came out. That ball coming out was the result of a hard hit, so hard that his helmet came off as well. So Henderson will go to the sideline.
Third and three. Here comes the blitz. Gordon drops back to pass. Throws right. He complete. It's going to be right near the first down marker to Brandon Merriman. And it's going to be close. It's going to be very close. They might have to bring the chains out for this one.
It looks like another generous spot.
Yeah.
I think they'll give Foothill first down here.
Let's see here. They might have to bring out the chains. Yep, I think they're going to. So they'll bring the chains out to measure this one. 9:36 to go, fourth quarter, 28-21. It's a big ball spot, by the way. This is the difference between a fourth down and a first down. And it is... going to be a first down. So all that in favor of Foothill. They probably would have gone for it anyway, I would imagine. It would have been fourth and, I mean, 2 inches or so. But the front nose of the football just sticking across that line. And now it's first and 10 Foothill. Again on the right hash. Enterprise bluffing blitz. Fakes the handoff to Oster and now gives it up the middle to Henderson, who is hit again hard, but does move forward to the 49 across midfield for a 4-yard gain. And it's second and 6. 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 28-21. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke with you. 3 timeouts for Enterprise, 2 timeouts for Foothill. Second and 7. And every play now at this stretch becomes important for both teams. A turnover can be a difference maker. Gordon takes a snap, dropping back to pass. Looking over the middle, he throws. It's complete to Jacobson. Jacobson gets to the 40 and a little bit further for a first down and more. Down to the 39 and another first down for Foothills. They're starting to move the ball well here in this fourth quarter. Jaden Gordon has been the playmaker tonight for the Cougars. And on this drive, essentially the story has not changed. That time, finding Chris Jacobson on a comeback route just across the first down marker. Gordon turns and hands it off. And now he's going to keep it himself down the right sideline. He's got room to run. Got a first down. Now he's tackled out of bounds inside the 20 at the 18. The fake handoff to Henderson, I bet, and so did the defense. He spun back around out right and was nearly had a first down before a blink of an eye. And now inside the red zone are the Cougars yet again knocking on the door trying to extend their lead to 2 scores. First and 10 at the 16. Enterprise defense kind of on their heels a little bit here. Now backed up. High snap. Gordon draws back to pass. Looks left. Throws to his check down receiver. Ostergren makes the catch. He is buried immediately for no gain right at the 17. Maybe backwards a yard.
Gordon had a ton of time to make that throw.
Surprised he didn't wait a little bit and then try to find someone a little more open down the field. Good coverage again from Enterprise.
It'll
second
be a,
and 11.
A loss of one on the play.
From the 17.
Enterprise defense trying to make a big stand here to keep this game within one score.
7:30 to go. Gordon trying to get the attention of his coach on the sideline. Ball on the left hash. Two receivers each direction, and then I thought that was going to happen. It's going to, in fact, be a Foothill timeout. They only have one remaining. 7:14 to go in the contest. Foothill leads 28-21. Listen to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Second and 11. Ostergren in motion. Gordon takes a snap, looks down the field, throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Chris Jacobson. A slant route, and he put it right in between the shoulders, hit him in the chest. An easy catch for Jacobson, and a touchdown for Foothill. What a good throw that was from Jayden Gordon.
And that's exactly what you want in a close game when you use one of your timeouts early in the fourth quarter. You want to come out and put your team up two scores with a beautifully drawn up play.
That's exactly what you're going to do, executing out of the timeout. 34-21. Jared Martin out for the extra point. His kick is up and good. 35-21, two-possession game. Enterprise, with 7 minutes remaining, got to score some points here on the upcoming drive. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Dust off your lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Foothill's going to kick this one away. It's Daniel Dendez who will kick it away for Foothill. The Cougars can get a stop here. They might be able to put this game out of reach. It's a squib kick taken in at the 26, but he was down with a knee down as he tried to pick it up. So Enterprise will take over at the 28-yard line. Plenty of time left in this game, Joseph. However, if you're Enterprise, you probably need to get a touchdown here.
Definitely. With 7 minutes left to go, you got to answer that Foothill touchdown we just saw. If you don't get a score here and you turn it over, you're going to be looking at not a lot of time to get two scores later in this game.
And not only that, you have to stop Foothill's offense. That has not been an easy thing to do tonight.
That has not been an easy thing to do, and they have not done it, as we see Gordon with three running touchdowns and two passing touchdowns already in this game.
Jaden Campbell, the outside run. He's got room to run down the sideline. More room. He gets to the 50. Stiff arms Jaden Gordon, but he stepped out of bounds back at the 48. The Enterprise fans don't like the call. He was tiptoeing on the sideline, but he did get the first down. The clock did stop. For a 22-yard gain.
Campbell is strong, and he's pretty quick and light on his feet for his size, but he is not great at staying in bounds when he's running up that sideline.
First and 10. Quickly he turns, hands to Campbell again. Campbell buries and gets down inside the across midfield of the 45. Just putting his head down and bulldozing the defense. Gets 7 yards. Under 7 minutes to play now. 35-21. Enterprise again has all three timeouts. One thing to keep in mind, though, Enterprise has not been able to move the ball through the air successfully tonight. Almost primarily on the ground, which obviously takes more time. Again, handoff to Campbell. Looks out to his right. Not a whole lot of room to run. He goes out of bounds. I think he's going to be just short of the first down marker at the 43, and it's going to be inches short, I think. And, yeah, he is, in fact, short. Third and about a half yard. I imagine it's going to be to Campbell again. We'll see if Enterprise switches it up. This has kind of been the spot where they try to have Cummings make a play. Power formation, two tight ends left. Toss play left. It's to Norman trying to get to the outside. Norman's got room to run. He's got room to run down the sideline. 30, 20, one man to beat. He's taken out of bounds by Jaden Gordon inside the 15-yard line on the first down.
Flag flew in the black in the backfield early on that play.
Back at the 46. And I think that's Leslie Cummings standing right out during midfield, knowing that that's probably going to be a hold. Oh, a chop block. It's going to go against Foothill. Wow. Taking out the knees of a blocker, which is not allowed. That was right on the outside of that block, which allowed Norman to get to the outside. So we'll add more to the end of the run. I imagine it'll be half the distance to the goal. So it'll be first and goal from the 8-yard line. We talked about keeping the ball on the ground, not the best way to move the ball quickly, but they have an opportunity to put 7 points up on the board in less than a minute and a half. Turns and hands to Norman. Norman breaks to the outside. Norman's going to be taken down from behind. The ball came out late. I think maybe a yard or two on the game. 6 minutes exactly remaining here tonight as we approach 10 o'clock this evening. A terrific night for football on the gridiron. I think we would like to see Enterprise get a touchdown here, make things a little more interesting down the stretch of this one. Second and eight. Second and goal from the 8. Campbell. Campbell, he gets to the 6 on the handoff. On the halfback dive. And it's third and goal from the 6. Big play coming here. Cummings in the shotgun. He rolls out to his right, looking to run, looking for the end zone. He is going to be in. Touchdown. Foothill doesn't like the calls. The ball came out as his knee hit, but he was across the pylon, and it is back to a one-score game. Fourth rushing touchdown of the game for Leslie Cummings. And it has truly been a quarterback show tonight. Every single scoring play this evening has been either on a rush or a pass from the quarterbacks of either team. Extra point unit coming out. This is a huge kick right here. Enterprise sideline going absolutely ballistic. The extra point is up and good. 7-point game, 5:22 to go. Foothill will return it when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Every play has implications on the final score in this one. Foothill has their phones out with their lights on here on the other side as Enterprise squib kicks it. It's going to be taken in by Chris Jacobson at the 39. He tries to make a move and just gets tripped up. So that's where the Cougars will take over as they will look to score and put this one out of reach. Of course, the Hornets looking to get a stop, get the ball back, and tie the game. And not only does this game have importance of tonight, obviously, but playoff implications later on in the season. Two receivers each direction. The ball on the left hash for Jaden Gordon and Co. He's got three rushing touchdowns and two passing touchdowns tonight. 5:17 to go. Sends a man in motion. Hands to Ostergren. Ostergren is tripped up across the line of scrimmage to the 30 or the 41. Second and 8. As we get to 5 minutes to go exactly. Jaden Gordon turns around, says something to his halfback. Henderson again sends Ostergren in motion. This time Gordon's going to keep it. Gordon pushes forward to the 45, still on his feet, and then finally taken down. He is such a tough tackle. Constantly moving those legs, churning and keeping them moving, trying to push forward. Gets to the 45, and it's 3rd and 4 coming up.
It took about 4 Hornets defenders to bring Gordon to the ground on that play.
The biggest play of the game coming up. Hornets trying to get a stop and get the ball back. 4 minutes to go. Gordon. Looks like they might be trying to draw the defense off sides here. Now looks back to his sideline to Joey Brown. Says something to his halfback and still waiting. Two receivers in each direction.
We have an inadvertent whistle on the sideline. The sideline ref thought the Foothill head coach was trying to call a timeout, and then he signaled like it was an accident. So we'll have a stoppage of play. The clock is stopped.
The question is how much time do they put back on the clock, if any?
So a little confusion there, not only from the Foothill offense, but from the sideline referee.
So that's going to let more time tick off. Gordon, now under 340. Takes the snap. Gordon rolls out. Looks right. Throws right. Complete. First down. Brandon Merriman across midfield. And the chains are moving. And now it becomes a game against the clock. 3:30 to go. Enterprise does have all three timeouts remaining. But Foothill now just trying to chew some clock after getting that first down.
And with 3.5 left to go, it's interesting if you think, should you save the timeouts for when you potentially get the ball back on offense?
You got to get the ball, though, first. So it kind of, we'll see. I think it's all based on circumstances. Three receivers left for Gordon. Ball at the right hash. Takes a snap back at the 46. Hands it to Henderson. Check that. Gordon's going to keep it himself. He's got room to run down the sideline. He might break this one all the way. He's 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Again, the fake handoff to Bryce Henderson. Everybody bites. And then it's Jaden Gordon taking it the distance around the outside. A 49-yard touchdown run. His fourth rushing touchdown of the evening. And that will probably just about do it. Wow.
And that's kind of how this game has gone. Foothill scoring at the hands of Gordon, at the feet of Gordon. It's been the Gordon Show here tonight.
Still 3 minutes to go. Darren Martin will come kick the extra point. And Jaden Gordon is having himself a unbelievable evening. Extra point is up and good. 42-28. We're back to a 14-point game. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
42-28. Foothill's going to kick it away with 3 minutes to go. Enterprise has all three timeouts, but probably not going to be enough, especially with their inability to throw the football. And there's going to be a flag on a squib kick. Let's see here. Are we just going to re-kick it? Offsides against Foothill. Yeah, let's call that one at this point in the game. Come on. Wow. There is truly no point for that. Just delay the game more.
It was the same official that inadvertently called a timeout.
Apparently he's got no plans tonight.
Sounds like you do.
No, I don't. I don't like when referees try to make it about themselves.
And the kick is up. It's a good kick this time.
And it's going to roll and bounce. And Cummings is going to take it in. He's going to try to return it now. Down to the right side, to the 15, down to the 20. He'll go out of bounds at the 23. Under 3 minutes.
Cummings was going to let that ball bounce until he saw that it was going to stop at about the one-yard line. Figured he might pick it up and try to get a couple yards out of it, which he did. Getting Enterprise a little closer to cutting into this two-score lead. Under 3 minutes here.
They got to put the ball through the air, right? I mean, only 3 minutes to go.
You need big plays if you're going to score 14 points in less than 3 minutes.
And you have to get the ball back. Again, you have all three timeouts. In this situation, I would probably save the timeouts for defense. Cummings is in the shotgun with two receivers in each direction. Ball at the right hash. Takes the snap, dropping back. And now he's going to try to rush it. He loses it, fumbled, and Foothill recovers. And that will definitely put a nail in the coffin. Jaden Campbell is down back at the 20. And he appears to be hurt. And that would be another big blow to this Enterprise team. It has been a year to forget thus far for Enterprise, and losing their star back could hurt even more. All players now down on a knee, and I think Enterprise became aware pretty quickly that he was in quite a bit of pain. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting. 20 years of experience, locally owned and operated by Dan Scott. They do residential and commercial, interior, exterior, custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices. Visit them on the web, danscottpainting.com, or check them out on Facebook. Call them for a free quote of your home, business, or industrial property, and they guarantee we'll give you a custom bid within 5 days. Has an option for every single budget and request, from the largest industrial building to the tool shed in your backyard. 400-5152. And still, Campbell still down here on the turf. And he finally does get up. He's going to be helped to the sideline by some linemen. And it looks like it's something, either the left ankle or the left knee. And he is, I mean, he can't put any pressure on it. And that is not good.
And you hate to see this, especially for a player who is having himself quite a night.
Yep.
Obviously being outshined by the quarterback on the other side, but Campbell was consistent, especially in this second half, getting first down after first down after first down for his team. You hate to see a player go down.
So Foothill will probably try and just run out the clock here. Still 3 minutes to go, a lot of time. We'll try to use as much of it as they can, and I imagine with the ball 25-yard line, they might have a shot to score some more points. Henderson alone back. Here comes the blitz. Turns and hands it to him, and he runs right into the defensive line. I think the ball just came out, and Enterprise has it. Norman down the right side. He's pushed out of bounds. And Henderson coughs it right back up. His third time he's lost the ball tonight. Just the second time that Enterprise has recovered. And now Henderson is struggling to get to the sideline. So both teams' running backs now are going to be on the sideline. Campbell's over on the training table. Helmet is still on. But Enterprise will get the ball back in a better spot than they had it before. And with little time ticked off. .243 to go. That one might not really have been a more of a fumble. It probably was just more of a strip, it seemed like. Just took it right out of his hands. Toss play left. Norman, the speedster, on the move. He is dropped in the backfield. 2 yard loss. Foothill was all over it. Thought we might see a penalty on a face mask there, but the yellow flag staying in the pockets of the officials. Second and 12. From their own 43. Turns and hands it off again. That's to, I believe, Norman. This time to the 45, and it'll be third and 10. Under 2 minutes, and we will have a Enterprise timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about our players of the game tonight. Foothill on top by 14. 2 minutes to go. This one all but over here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Third and 10 from the 45 for Enterprise. Minute 59 to go. 14-point game, pretty much all but over. The snap is muffed by a new quarterback and pushes forward for about 3 yards. And I'm trying to see who that was. Don Stradley. And it'll be fourth and 7. And Cummings is on the sideline. He's done for the night. Clock will wind now with a minute 30 to go.
Don Stradley now in the quarterback.
Fourth and 7. Stradley takes the snap. Throws out to the right. It's almost picked off. Incomplete. And a turnover on downs. All right, Joseph, who you got for your player of the game tonight?
I think it's pretty obvious, and I'll challenge you to make a case for anyone else, but it's got to be from the Foothill Cougars, Jaden Gorgon. He's had a heck of a night, running for 4, throwing for 2.
Take the easy choice. All right.
I mean, on top of that, you have great play calling from the Cougars tonight, something we haven't talked much about, but
yeah, that's a good
their
point.
Coaches really put their offense in the right spots.
Yep.
Most of the besides the last two we just saw, Gordon runs were well-timed after sending backs to the opposite side of the field and working the secondary
yep.
of the Hornets, like beating the secondary on one side and then sending your quarterback quickly out to the other side. So it's got to be Gordon.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have a timeout Enterprise. Minute 14 to go. All right, my pick will be I'll have to take Jaden Campbell. I know Leslie Cummings had the 4 touchdowns on the ground, but really the guy who set those up is the guy who's laying on his back on a training table right now with ice on his left knee, which is a little scary. But Campbell was the true workhorse this evening for the Hornets. When they needed a big first down, he got it, got them into the red zone multiple times, and then kind of was the decoy when they got into the red zone that allowed Cummings to end up coming up with scores. So Jaden Campbell, an outstanding performance yet again tonight. The 6'2", 215 running back, and not only did he get a lot of yards tonight, he broke a ton of tackles. So,
and you got to think about that stretch in the third quarter where
right.
he 6 times in a row when they went to him, he had 6 first downs on the first play.
And they were doing the exact same play multiple times, and his just strength and power was unmatched by the Foothill defense and was able to continue moving forward and getting positive yardage for the Hornets. So, Jaden Campbell, my player of the game. Obviously, the two Jadens having a good night tonight.
Making our night a little tough up here.
Yeah, we did mix up their names early on, for sure. First and 10. For Jaden Gorgon, minute 14 to go, turns and hands it to a new running back who gets forward for about 2 yards. And that was Paul Moretti, 2nd and 8. Hardest thing to do in broadcasting is broadcasting basketball when there's twins. So difficult. Identical twins. I gotta make that clear. Identical twins. Very difficult. Football, obviously, you're just looking straight numbers. But, yeah, 2nd and 9. Under 40 seconds remaining now. And I think they're just going to kneel it and finish this one.
2nd and 9.
Takes the knee, and I believe that's to do one more play, I think.
The Enterprise band and student section on their feet, showing love to their team and the effort they put in the second half, coming back and making it a game.
And I don't think we'll have another play, and that is going to do it. After a 21-0 first half lead for Foothill, Enterprise comes back, makes it a one-score game multiple times, and then hang on for the 42-28 victory as their fans rush the field following the game tonight. Obviously, Jaden Gordon has a huge night, responsible at some point for all six touchdowns, four rushing, two passing, an absolutely outstanding night for that young man. Foothill improves to 2-1 in league, 4-3 overall, and Enterprise falls to 1-6 and 0-3 in league play. For my partner, Joseph Van Dyke, our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton, saying so long. Once again, we thank you for joining us here for North State High School football. The Foothill Cougars hang on to beat the Enterprise Hornets here in this one. This has been a presentation of KCNR 1460.
In the street. In his first week as one of only nine Supreme Court justices, some photographers found a ball cap clad Kavanaugh serving out mac and cheese to the hungry in Washington, D.C., working alongside fellow volunteers with Catholic Charities. Aren't they awful? They're just terrible. It's really unbelievable how awful all of these people are. And it's not the first time. In fact, Kavanaugh got a token amount of begrudging respect back over the summer when he was seen handing out food to the hungry as part of what looks to be a regular practice for the judge, Supreme Court Justice. So the Democrats are busy destroying someone else. This time it's a proud black man who's speaking up for himself. And the Democrats, they can't have that. You sing from the sheet music of the Jim Crow party. Otherwise, you're an Uncle Tom. You're a token Negro. This is what happens when Negroes don't read. This is white supremacists. It's white supremacism by ventriloquism. I phrased it better than the professor did, but, you know, English is my first language.
Why don't we dunk in the water and see if it floats?
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and learn if you qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Initiative. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free tax debt analysis at 800-405-1225 now. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Was Barack Obama feeding the homeless yesterday? No, Justice Brett Kavanaugh was. How about Hillary Clinton? She was stealing food from the dead. Shoveling it into her pie hole and washing it down with cheap New Zealand Chardonnay that she pours in by the quart. She's got one of those hard baseball helmets with the two beer cups on the side and the straws that come down to you. It's how she sits in bed at night, watching reruns of Sex and the City by herself. Poor, poor Hillary. She's never going to amount to anything. Just a tragically failed former Secretary of State that carpet-bagged a Senate seat for a little while in a state where she never lived.
What difference at this point does it make?
What a horrible person. It's so wonderful that she's not president. Every time I hear her speak, first of all, my blood boils a little, and I get the creeps. My lip curls up a little, and then after I take a breath, I remember, God, isn't it great that she's miserable and unhappy, and she's going to be desperately sad for the rest of her short life? It's just great. It kind of makes me happy. I normally don't, but I make an exception for her. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ivan in Laurel, Maryland. Ivan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Great. What do you say?
You know, isn't it interesting that Al Sharpton to the Democrats is not crazy? Louis Farrakhan is not crazy. Maxine Waters is not crazy. Bill Ayers is not crazy. But Kanye West is crazy. You know, to me, you know, it's like you would have thought the Democrats could not have, you know, exposed themselves more as being unhinged and empty demagogues, worse than they did a week ago with the Kavanaugh hearings. But, you know, to me, it's like they've outdone themselves this week. They shot themselves in the foot last week, and then they came back and shot themselves in the other foot this week. I only regret that they only have but 2 feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been a conservative for years, as you know, and I've been waiting for the day when blacks en masse would wake up, you know, to the subterfuge of the Democrat Party. And, you know, this might be it. You know, with the guy, you know, they overreaching with the guy with the dumb Negro remark. How ridiculous is that? If Kanye had called Trump a racist dog, he would be a hero right now.
Right.
But the fact that they're, you know, that they can see that their party is unhinged and they have one black calling another black a dumb Negro, they ought to be up in arms that this guy is so stupid that he's on television that he makes the entire race look bad.
You know, Al Sharpton, Maxine Waters, Louis Farrakhan, and who else?
Reverend Wright, Bill Ayers, the list goes on, Chris.
Yeah, you are correct. That man, are you correct? That is 100% right. You see what Kid Rock said yesterday?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. And what could be better than homemade mac and cheese with loaded sides of awesome potatoes and fries with bacon? Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner. Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
An Oregon street preacher was cited for violating a sound ordinance while preaching outside a Portland soccer game recently. Police cited him for broadcasting his message about the gospel via megaphone that could be heard from more than 100 feet away, a violation of Oregon law. Well, Pacific Justice Institute came to this preacher's defense and drafted a legal brief requesting that the charges be dismissed on constitutional grounds. Well, the DA dropped the charges. Score one for religious liberty, because street preachers have a right to preach the gospel in public forums, and that includes public sidewalks.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
70.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people.
It's right there in the Bible. He found it in the Bible. I don't know which edition he's using of the Bible. It might be like the Mau Mau version of the Bible, something like that. I'm 100% sure.
America's chickens coming home to roost.
That was September 11th, Jeremiah Wright. He was happy about September. That's Barack Obama's spiritual leader right there, his personal spiritual guidepost to... Barack Obama sat in the front row of his church for 20 years, allegedly. Jeremiah Wright presided over the wedding between Barack Obama and his wife, Larry Holmes, and also baptized his children, Sasha and Malia, an African name and a Soviet name, and blessed their home and their property, which he bought, Barack Obama did, along with Tony Rezko, who was a Chicago criminal who ended up in the penitentiary for most of Barack Obama's time as president. But none of this reflected negatively on Barack Obama at all. None of it. The racism, the anti-Americanism, the hate for America, the hate from the pulpit. I love the hate from the pulpit thing. And then, of course, the anti-Jew, anti-Semitism thing, you know, when Jeremiah Wright was asked, well, you're going to be meeting with Barack Obama? And Jeremiah Wright famously said,
have you spoken with him since he's been in the White House?
Them Jews ain't going to let him talk to me.
You know them Jews ain't going to let him talk to me. Although I'm sure what he meant to say was, you know, those Jews aren't going to let him talk to me. Just a little, a point of grammar there.
Them Jews ain't going to let him talk to me.
You know, them Jews ain't going to let him talk to me. That's okay, though, because, you know, when you're a Democrat, that's the media just, they whitewash that for you, so to speak. That's not necessarily a racial reference, but the white liberals and the news media, they sanitize that for you, and that's never a problem. You know, the news media, they never aired any of that stuff. They just, that's not something they wanted to get into because they're guilty white liberals. And as guilty white liberals, they are now in a position to take away Kanye West's race card. His black card is in danger. I was talking to my brother Mike yesterday, going back and forth on this, and having a good time with the whole Kanye thing. But the reality is that Kanye can't go because he's got millions of followers. He's got millions of fans and followers and Twitter followers, and people buy his music and people hang on his every word. And he's been kind of a kook for a long time, going back to the George Bush doesn't care about black people and the Taylor Swift thing. And, I mean, my God, he dates a Kardashian. What more evidence do you need of mental instability? And now we're shocked to find that he thinks for himself. And now the Democrats are circling the black community right now with cattle prods. And they're giving them a little bit of, you know, get back across the line. Don't follow Kanye over here. Don't start thinking for yourself. Don't start voting for some party other than the party of Orville Faubus, because Bull Connor wouldn't look fondly upon that if he started voting for the Republicans. That would be a terrible thing. That's today's Democrat Party. They're an awful party. And you know what? They major in destroying people, the politics of personal destruction. Perhaps you've heard the phrase before, and appropriately so. You know, Mike the Lib is just, he just, you know, I don't even have a job anymore. It's a terrible thing. He just, every time he thinks that he's going to need to get a friend or something like that, call a friend. Isn't amazing? We also have the big story. That's funny. As Michael just passed me a note here. We also have the story about Jamal Khashoggi. You know, Jamal Khashoggi. Kind of fascinating, this whole Jamal Khashoggi story. He's a Saudi. He's a Saudi citizen. And they say he's a permanent U.S. resident, but he doesn't live here permanently. And he's written a few things for The Washington Post. So now they say that he's a reporter for The Washington Post. He was never a reporter. He was a columnist. And the news media is lying about it all over the place. And apparently it's all Donald Trump's fault, because Donald Trump just wants that Saudi money. So he's going to let them kill anybody they want, just like Barack Obama did kill American citizens overseas without due process. But that was okay, because he was also slowing the rise of the oceans, and that made it better. But that Khashoggi story is kind of a fascinating story. And I've got a couple of thoughts on that, a couple of articles on that. Did you know that Jamal Khashoggi has a link to Osama bin Laden? Not one link, links to Osama bin Laden. Did you know that? Did you know that Jamal Khashoggi has links to the Muslim Brotherhood? Did you know that? Long-time links to the Muslim Brotherhood. And that he has spoken out against Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia, a strict form of Islam. But the only reason he's done that is because the Muslim Brotherhood and the Wahhabis are in conflict with one another, and he's a Brotherhood guy. So he's probably, Barack Obama supported the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt over our 30-year ally, Hosni Mubarak, who had kept the peace in the Middle East for a generation. Barack Obama betrayed him. Mubarak ended up in prison, and all of our allies in the region and around the world went running for cover when they saw Barack Obama doing that. But never mind all that. A couple of interesting things about this Jamal Khashoggi and the whole chop-chop square thing. Interesting things that I want to get into. Khashoggi, anybody remember the famous arms dealer? Not a lot of famous arms dealer, but Adnan Khashoggi was one famous arms dealer, a Saudi arms dealer in the 1980s, made a lot of news for a variety of reasons. And it turns out Jamal Khashoggi is the cousin of Adnan Khashoggi. And there are some interesting ties there. Adnan Khashoggi's cousin is on. There's a lot of that going on over there. A lot of this cousins and uncles and nephews stuff going on in Saudi Arabia. But he's a cousin of Adnan Khashoggi, who's now deceased, which means that he's related to the Al Fayed family. You know, Dodi Al Fayed, who killed Princess Diana. So I think there's room for all kinds of internet conspiracy stuff here, and I'll get into not the internet conspiracy stuff, but some of that stuff a little bit later on this morning as well. And in the meantime, we need, you know, next time a Democrat wins the White House, I assume it'll happen someday. You know, you remember when Obama was in and the Democrats were saying the Republicans would never win the White House again? That's because they lie all the time. Remember? It's because they have fertile imaginations. That's why they run Hollywood, and they do a lot of dress up and make-believe, sometimes just at home behind closed doors with the curtains closed. But sometimes in Hollywood and on TV and in the movies and stuff, too. And they said that the Republicans would never own the White House again, never control Congress again. And it's just because they lie about everything all the time. But the next time there's a Democrat in the White House, and there presumably will be, It'll be a terrible day for humanity when that happens, but it's likely to happen anyway. We need to form, like, Romney's Raiders and, you know, the McCain Resistance Front and whoever the Republican is that loses to the Democrat in that presidential race needs to form a resistance group, a cell group, an underground network of operatives inside and outside the government to do everything they can to disrupt the agenda of the Democrat president and destroy them as a party and destroy their people, their leaders, their followers, their family members, destroy them all. And all the while, Brett Kavanaugh will be at a homeless shelter feeding the poor, the indigent, the needy, because he's a good and decent man, whereas Bill Clinton, with a cigar in the White House, it's like Colonel Mustard in the library with a wrench. But it's Bill Clinton in the Oval Office with a cigar. And I love all these fraudulent clown lefties yesterday that Kanye West has brought disgrace to the Oval Office. And they're sitting there wearing Bill Clinton T-shirts when they say they got Bill Clinton underwear on, these reporters, when they say this. And they love that, you know, they love Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer. They protected Harvey Weinstein. These are not good people, not good people at all, and they're bringing us to a very bad place. But we'll get to that. Michael Eric Dyson, who what is the white supremacist ventriloquist semicist, whatever. He likes to make things rhyme. And you may remember that Michael Eric Dyson a while back. You know Rachel Dolezal, the white black woman. Now, this is hilarious stuff. These people are insane. Also, I want to play that Cardi B audio today of her talking about her taxes, because I love that. She's off the reservation, too. She's off the plantation. Going to take away her black card. That's going to be a tough one. But going to take away her black card, too, because she's not singing from the sheet music, and she's got to. But Michael Eric Dyson, when Rachel Dolezal, she was the white woman who pretended to be black, and she did crazy stuff, like go to tanning salons, which is crazy anyway. You remember Barack Obama, under Obamacare, they had the Caucasian tax. Remember that? It was a real high tax at tanning salons. Remember that? That was good. That's like putting a real high tax on hair extensions. You know, it was a racist tax, but it did. But Rachel Dolezal, she was willing to pay the tax to brown herself up a little bit like crispy bacon. And then she tried to black her hair up and grow her fingernails long and then talk like, you know, say stuff like that. And she'd say, I'm black. And then her, like, Dutch parents from Montana or someplace came out and said, well, I don't know about our daughter, but we're both Caucasians. Oh, aren't we, June? Yes, we are, Ward. And so the nation found out she was white. And you may remember that it was Melissa Harris Perry on MSNBC said, who are we? If she says she's black, who are we to judge whether she's black? They deconstructed race. They deconstructed gender. If a boy says he's a girl, who are we to say that he's not a girl? Go ahead. Use my bathroom. Date my daughter. Whatever you want to do. It's a good thing. But Michael Eric Dyson on Rachel Dolezal, she was the head of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Confused People, I think was her organization. And Michael Eric Dyson, listen to this, because he's a racist and he's filled with hatred. Michael Eric Dyson said this.
She may not be African-American, but she certainly could be black in a cultural sense. She's taken on the ideas, the identities, the struggles. She's identified with them. I bet a lot more black people would support Rachel Dolezal than would support, say, Clarence Thomas.
Yeah. Well, that would be an IQ test, and that would represent a failure. That would getting an F in the IQ test. Not bright, not smart people. These are not good people. They're not nice people. They're not honest people. They're not good at all. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eleni in Bethesda, Maryland. Eleni, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh yes. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I'm so tired of the hypocrisy from the left. When they claim, oh, what is Trump doing, our great president, with a celebrity in the White House? Do you remember President Obama being interviewed by Glozell?
Glozell with the milk bath and the Fruit Loops.
You got it. And I just pulled it up. It was 2015, and he's sitting down. She has serious questions for him after the State of the Union. Are you kidding me? It's just the hypocrisy. And then what, the racial attacks.
They're racist.
The CNN panel.
They're racist.
Jim Scott, who was crucial to the passing, the drafting and the passing of.
He's an Uncle Tom and a token Negro, too, according to the Democrats.
Right. It was I believe Andy Ostroy of Huffington Post, who said he was the token black prop in the photo shoot. And Senator Tim Scott tweeted back, I drafted the bill. I've been working on it for weeks. You know, he was one of the key players, I mean, involved in it.
They attack, then
absolutely.
They ignore. It's what they do. They destroy people. They ruin. This is how these vicious expletives deleted wage war against their fellow Americans while whimpering and simpering in the face of radical Islam and the spread of ISIS under Barack Obama with the genocides and the beheadings and the slavery and the rapes. And Barack Obama went golfing with ESPN anchors the whole time to show that he's down with the struggle. Look, today's Democrat Party is reprehensible. It's despicable. And Michael Eric Dyson, who's an academic, represents the most vulgar and vile wing of the left. They trot him out. They send a limo over so he can pretend to be the real black guy, while Kanye West and Clarence Thomas and anybody that doesn't goose-step with the fascists becomes the Uncle Tom in the discussion because they don't join the party of slavery and Jim Crow. Please.
It's unbelievable. And Candace Owens of Turning Point, who's doing such great work out there, just, you know,
she gets the same treatment.
Students. The truth. She was also attacked by the rabid Antifa crowd. It's just unbelievable that anyone would support this party with what we know.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, Eleni, you know, you're a gender traitor. You know, you're an Uncle Mom or something like that. Because
I'm a native Washingtonian. I grew up in D.C., so I can't be accused of any of those things.
They'll
see beyond color, gender. I could care less. And that's true pretty much of every other Republican woman that I know out there.
Yeah, the Democrats will pull your gender card just like they will pull Kanye's black card.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
It's a badass racetrack. It's mean. It'll eat your lunch.
Holy. I'm not done wrecking yet.
To survive the NASCAR playoffs.
In the playoffs, Talladega is a high-stress game of chess.
You must survive Talladega.
What's on the line in Talladega? There's nothing else like that.
It's a big one! Half the field is piling up!
How did you do that?
I survived.
The NASCAR playoffs, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
The Nazis are in the midst of purging American history.
We need to wake people up fast.
The Amazon Prime Video series returns.
The fascists can be beaten. We can end it. I know we can.
Watch the new season of The Man in the High Castle now on Amazon Prime Video.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
You know what I'd like to... I like this Kid Rock. This Kid Rock story is entertaining. I should also mention right now that that Victoria, producer of our Humble Radio broadcast, was out this morning, and while not getting in trouble with law enforcement, did encounter two members of the Maryland State Police. She encountered... in a non-hostile environment and, you know, in a friendly environment, encountered two members of the Maryland State Police and said they were very nice and they were wonderful people, and just wanted to say good morning and thanks to those two nice members of the Maryland State Police. Now, without using names, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, you know. Kid Rock arrived at the White House yesterday. He was meeting with the president, having lunch with the president, too. He's a rock and roll guy. He's Caucasian. Which, you know, he's white man. That's a that is a derogatory term. It's a slur, white man. And he's from Michigan, and he came to his senses, and he's a pretty conservative guy, and he's kind of funny, and I like him. I've always liked him, even before he started getting political. He was just kind of fun, and some of his music is fun too. And he arrived at the White House. He was brought in to West Executive Drive by the West Wing, and he's walking in. A reporter shouted a question at him. And because they're all wiseacres, I'll say wiseacre because I'm on the radio. The guy's a wiseacre, I tell you. This fake reporter yelled at Kid Rock as he's walking in. He yelled, "Should the president fire Jeff Sessions?" And I guess that was, you know, struck him as funny at the time. But Kid Rock's response was the funny part. Now, obviously you can't hear it, but I can tell you what it said. And there's a video of it, and it's fun. Kid Rock, he's got his funny hat on and his little beard and his glasses and stuff, looking like Kid Rock or something. And as he's walking in, guy yells, "Should the president fire Jeff Sessions?" I guess the reporter thinks that the president should just be meeting with Black Lives Matter and Al Sharpton and Jeremiah Wright or something, and not, no Hollywood people in the White House, please. It's not a Democrat administration. No showbiz people. So the guy yells, "Should the president fire Jeff Sessions?" And walking another step or so, he turns over casually, looks at the reporter, still walking, and says, "He should fire you. He should fire you." And then the news media got it all wrong, naturally, because they didn't hear him right, apparently. So all the lefty, phony reporters are all he said was, "Fire you. Fire you." No, he said he should fire you. That they're so dishonest.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.